Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every
day. Canelo, are you ready?
¿Está preparado?
I was born ready.
The podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, 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 every day I'm, every day I'm, every day.
We have new video from a crash that set welterweight boxing champion Errol Spence Jr. to the intensive care unit. The crash ejected the boxer, but miraculously, he is expected to be okay.
TheBoxingVoice.com. It's been a miracle, and I'm a blessing for God that, you know, I haven't had anything serious that would have happened out for a year or two. It just would have been, you know, ending my career. That none of them guys wish that I wasn't back so fast, but I am back, and I want to fight the top names in the division.
I have to ask you about your eye. We were all worried about you when you had to pull out of the Manny Pacquiao fight.
I want to fight. Yeah, one eye. I got another eye. So.
WBC and IBF welterweight champion of the world.
That's why I felt bad, and I told people I didn't want to come and fight.
You know, I've been getting a second chance in life. And I'm getting the third chance at boxing.
Nobody's more chance, Crawford. You know, there's big fish on this side, too, that, you know, I got to fry. Like I said, I'm going to get these belts over here. Then I'm going to come take Terrence Crawford belts because I said I'm going to be undefeated. What's the way champion of the world?
SBS Promotion.
We have new video from a crash that set welterweight boxing champion Errol Spence Jr. to the intensive care unit. The crash ejected the boxer, but miraculously, he is expected to be okay.
It's been a miracle, and I'm a blessing from God that, you know, I haven't had anything serious that would have happened out for a year or two. It just would have been, you know, ending my career.
Go! What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another morning edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on TikTok at Nesta Gibbs, on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO, and catch me right here, Fight Week, talking Canelo, but with a twist, since Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence have been heating up the Twitterverse with a lot of back and forth that's just having all the boxing fans go crazy because they want, yet again, Undisputed. Daniel Alvarez, what's going on, Ring Walk?
Good morning. How you feeling, champ? Buenos dias.
I'm feeling good, man. We got some excellent news. Our producer, Kian, just came back from his trip to San Diego, making sure that everything was good so that we, you and I and the team, can actually go to San Diego and call some live action. Yes, for those that don't know, Danny isn't going to the Canelo fight, and instead he decided, might be better to watch the Canelo fight with Paulie Malignaggi,
David Benavidez,
Jose Benavidez,
Nesta Gibbs,
Daniel Alvarez.
No, yeah, I'm going to watch it with myself. Knockouts with Nika. See?
Knockouts with Nika. But there's a twist. We might get the Hawk.
Yeah.
The Hawk called us back. He's like,
his son, Julius, the chef, reached out and
You know? Said, yo, my dad wants to go. What we got to do?
So
we was like, what? What? So now we got to figure it out. How can we get it done and see, can we make this the best fight chat ever? Because let's be real. If you got the Hawk in the building watching Canelo while David is watching, while Malignaggi is watching, plus they're commentating, you know, they're mic'd up, they're giving you what's coming organically to them.
For the people in the chat, I actually didn't decide to not go to the fight. There were some issues, but we will have a meal car, Maestro Boxing, right? He will be in the building. He's coming out.
Covering it for TBV, lands on Thursday.
So he will be covering it and, you know, get all the fight week content for you guys in Fight Night.
And he's a hustler, man. He's a hustler. He did a fantastic job at Amanda Serrano.
He killed it.
And Katie Seller. He definitely did his thing. So shout out to Maestro Boxing that has been covering fights for TBV. And now we'll be coming to Vegas to do the Canelo Alvarez fight, the big one. So
back-to-back weekends for him, huh?
Back-to-back.
Yeah, shout out to Milkoff.
A lot of experience. You know, he's getting that experience that he needed. Being out in the field is, I think it's vital, man. I think it's not only vital for your growth of you as a journalist, but for your channel and your Rolodex. If you ain't out there, how are you going to get a number? And let me tell you, there are ways to get phone numbers without being in the field, without showing your face. But it does make it a lot more difficult. You know, when you develop those relationships like you, organically out in the field, it's easier to get that phone number, you know. And when you have that phone number, you have access at all times.
Yeah,
so.
And it kind of goes to what our guest on Untitled said yesterday, where, you know, you may not always necessarily have the most innovative, but sometimes the old school shit works. And sometimes, you know, hitting the ground and, you know, walking up to people and shaking their
hands. Guerrilla marketing.
You know, guerrilla marketing, that was the word. So, you know, that's important. That's important. And that's why, you know, that's why I told you I won't.
That's why you was out there kissing the babies, man. Instead of watching all the fights, you was out there shaking hands and kissing babies, man. Because that's old school, door-to-door, hand-to-hand,
You got mad that I didn't walk about 2.5 miles to meet up with Supermax at,
2.5 miles.
At AT&T Stadium. So I was like, yo, I got to make sure to be, you know, for the people, because I am for the people, but you was trying to make it seem like I wasn't. So
I don't know. I was more trying to make it seem like you might have been afraid to meet up with Supermax since you started talking about you wanted to fight him. You probably went back and watched this fight.
Never seen it.
Couple of his fights, actually.
Never seen it.
And then realized, like, holy
never
shit, what did I get myself
actually
into?
Actually,
that's what I'm saying.
The only Border Wars fights I've seen is my own.
Uh-huh. No, and you've been saying that for some time.
And your man's that leaked it on Facebook. Remember that?
Yeah. You've been saying that for some time, but I think that there's a reason why you didn't go see Supermax.
I mean, there is a reason I ain't gone to see nobody's, to be honest with you.
No. I'm talking about there's a reason you didn't go see him in person. Whether or not you want to say that, you know, you watching his fights had nothing to do with that, I don't know that I'm going to believe it.
I mean, that's cool, bro. You know, like I said, in the history of Border Wars, I've seen one fight, and that was mine. You know, I saw clips of, can't even remember his name, but your man's in them, and that was it.
Marvin?
Nah, it don't even matter at this point, but, you know, that's beyond the point. But, you know, it is what it is. So Danny made sure to be, you know, for the people.
When you
going to
be in Texas again, man? Fuck all that. Supermax won his face-off pick, man.
I don't know. Maybe Bam Sorum V-Size? Maybe Bam.
Hey, Austin.
Maybe Bam Sorum.
Would you happen to have an eyeglass? Nah, the kit, like the little, like a screwdriver?
This man.
No, they got that, bro.
I have the iFixit kit. You can try to see if you can get that to work for you.
Yeah,
let me go grab it.
Everybody wears glasses here, bro. Like, what's up with you?
Super engineer, Austin.
Yeah.
Shout out.
So,
they talking about I got shaky leg when I see Max.
That's why you ain't show up.
Nah.
So let's pull up all these tweets, man, because we did talk about this, but then shout out to Julius. Look, he just reposted our interview with a nice heartfelt message saying, thank you to the Boxing Voice for having us on.
Hey, Ken,
let me know when y'all ready
back
to come to the Virgin Islands. Yo, you see that? He said, thank the Boxing Voice for having me on. Let me know when y'all ready to come to the Virgin Islands. Holler.
Shout out to the chef.
Can I get a pan, Austin, when you get down?
Oh, wow.
Today for the
sophisticated here.
Super Chat Wheel.
What do we got?
We'll be giving away your Dennis Ugas shirt.
Okay.
From the Errol Spence Ugas fight.
Okay.
That Ringwalk Danny acquired. That
Ringwalk
Danny
acquired.
Being down there.
And remember, to spin the Super Chat wheel, it must be a $10 Super Chat, single $10 Super Chat, and we'll spin that wheel, and you could possibly land on entry or multiple entry, and it will give you a opportunity to be in the raffle for this Ugas shirt.
I don't even know. You see, I'm nearsighted, so I don't even know
what's wrong with your glasses, Nestor?
No, there you go.
You got to tighten it up. No loose screws.
Yeah,
no
loose screws. You know who Nestor reminds me of? Like, when I think of Ness getting old, because I wonder, I'm like, how long does he have, you know, how much left does he have in him?
As long as he's training, he's going to have more time.
He's already
41, everything.
Bro. Like,
yo, bro.
As long as he's training, he's
who
gonna
goes to the gym and throws up, me or you?
Bro, because I'm actually putting in work, bro. I'm pushing myself beyond my limit.
Push it to the limit. I'm pushing
a body
push
in motion stays in motion.
Work.
So as long as he stay in motion, he's going to be good.
Hey, let me tell you something. I think smoking has probably been the best thing to ever happen in my life, right?
Oh, my goodness. Amen to that.
Let me tell you. Smoking has now become like my biggest diuretic.
Smoke weed every day.
Every day. But, yo, I literally haven't ate in like 3 days, bro. I have no appetite whatsoever.
Wait, like nothing?
I had a hot pocket Sunday. But I didn't eat Saturday when I went to the fights.
And you seem happier.
But when you say you didn't eat, like you are eating something, right? Like you haven't gone 3 full days without eating.
Correct. Let me tell you what I've ate, and Bo's about to get pissed the fuck off.
No, I'm not. My gas station
sells like these chocolate mints for 99 cents.
Yeah. The mints that you were telling me about.
Exactly.
That you eat for a snack. You told me that.
So like I've had one of those chocolates a day.
Just one.
Yeah, I mean, bro. I hear that you want to lose weight, but you shouldn't do it that way. For
no,
real.
Bro, I'm not trying to. I promise you, I got home yesterday and I unthawed some meat and I was about to cook. And when it came down to it, I literally
passed out.
I'm like, no, I was sitting there and I'm like, what am I going to cook for? I'm not hungry at all.
Did you end up going out last night?
But you got to eat at least a salad. You need some sort of nutrition. You can't just go off of mints. It's not enough.
Mint chocolates.
But there's not enough.
They're chocolate mints.
You gotta get that
you don't
cook chicken and rice.
Yeah, you need something, bro. You kidding me?
No, I'm
back on
Ness,
my salad game.
I literally told Ness, you know, I took meat out to cook last night.
Damn.
No appetite.
Yo,
I
look, Julius with Julian with fucking Mike. They was at the fight.
Hold on, Deluxe Recordings. Let me make sure. Are you saying that coffee stopped you from drinking alcohol?
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, I'm just making sure because I'm a big coffee drinker.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Look at this, man. That means if we would have went to that fight, we would have got Mike in here. Mm. There's no way me and Mike won't hit it off.
Yo, look at the Hawk's hair, man. Like,
no,
that,
perfect.
That takes
perfect.
Like, you know, me as a 25-year-old balding Mexican, bro, I love to see the Hawk like that.
Yeah, I can't
but
believe
Mike,
he still got the flat top.
But Mike still looks good with that bald head.
Yo, what's funny is Mike looks older than Hawk.
You think so?
Absolutely.
How old is Hawk?
I don't know, but Mike looks more tired. But shout out to Mike for having an iPhone 12 or 13.
Not no fucking droid. Know what I'm saying?
The Hawk is 61 years old.
He's 61?
61
And how old
years
is
old.
Mike, like in his 50s?
Yeah, Mike's for sure in his
Hawk 50s. Hawk looking good.
Word is born.
Fuck.
Mike Tyson is 55 years old.
Mm. And that's always right. Yo, damn, Hawk look good. That's that Virgin Islands, man. That's that Caribbean breeze and oceans. Like he said, the ocean has magical elements. He didn't say none of that, but, you know, sounded good.
I think it's just the lifestyle. He live a clean lifestyle overall. He probably held up pretty well over time.
Mm-hmm.
Not just that, man. I don't know. I just feel like it's something about those islanders, bro. They're so youthful and so, you know, so full of life, too. You get what I'm saying? Like, he came on here and, you know, talked to us for, like, 2 hours full of energy and the stories, you know. To me, that's – to me, did you appreciate that, Ness? Because you one that you like, eh, you know, the old timers, like, whatever.
Nah, I mean, I appreciate it from a standpoint that I respect he was a legend, you know, and I respect what he means to my listeners and – I understand that I was blessed with an opportunity to speak to a legend, you know? So that's how I went into it. But you're right. You know, I'm not a guy that goes back and watches old school fights. Just not my thing. Maybe on a documentary, maybe because David Maldonado sent it to me and is like, yo, you got to watch this. Blah, blah, blah. And, you know, if I find a time, you know, if I find a time. Like, look, I was telling Austin a story. You know, Austin from here in Sticky Paws, he sent us a video. And, Austin, what's your YouTube channel so they can check it out?
So the video I sent you is from Sticky Paws Studios. That's all you got to look up on YouTube.
Yeah. So it was a rough beginning for me. But if you get past it, and I didn't at first, you know what I'm saying? But Austin texted me this message, and I contemplated whether or not it was a copy-paste. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, did he send me and you and Bo and fucking everybody in the world?
I ain't getting no message, so he definitely ain't sent me.
Okay. I don't know. Does he have your number?
I do have Danny's number.
Okay. So, but that's how I was, because I'm just very, you know, alert. We'll use that. So I'm like, man, did Austin copy-paste this shit, or did he really send me this heartfelt message? It's now making me want to watch his fucking video. Like I felt like I had to now because of what he wrote, right? So, so when I start watching it, obviously it's like we get to this part where it's like pretty dark, and I'm just like, man, this is supposed to be a professional studio. Y'all tripping? I left. Like, come on, how the fuck is shit so dark? You guys are not professional. You're supposed to be. But my girl wakes up and I show her the message and I'm like, look at what this guy wrote. You think this is real? He copy pasted.
You asked your girlfriend.
He asked me. He asked me on Sunday. He goes, did you copy paste this message? I said, no. And that's the only person I sent that to.
So since I woke my girl up to ask her and shit,
like, you woke her up?
I mean, you know, like she's in the bed. I'm in the bed and you know, I see her wake up. So I'm like, I shove it in her face. Like, yo, look at this. So then we watch the video together, and we get past the dark scene, and the shit is hilarious. Fucking George. George is a comedian.
Word.
George is very good, bro. And he's like Kian. He changed his voice.
That's the Australian when you were
talking about it. Yeah, man. Y'all got to watch it, man. Y'all, and then his shoes alone are enough to watch.
His shoes?
What?
They're like
alligator skin cowboy boots, man.
I don't even know if they could be classified as cowboy boots because I felt like they were more like Arabian Nights, like
we
fucking
got, hold on now,
Aladdin
hold
shoes.
Hold on. We got Curious George
or
Curious Jorge with a $10 super chat. He says, shout out to Roger El Gallo Fino for putting me on. I'm a new subscriber. Go ahead and spin that wheel for me, 100. Definitely.
Let's go,
anybody
George.
Anybody else, $10 super chat.
Actually, Jorge.
Enters you into.
Oh, you got it, baby.
Two entries into the Jordanas Ugas shirt raffle.
Let's go.
Bow. So shout out to Curious Jorge with his $10 super chat. I don't know, Ness. I am a little intrigued. I might have to head over to YouTube.com.
Yeah, check it out.
/Sticky Paw Studios to check out their video. And for every,
especially if you're into lions, like they literally went to a lion habitat and
we were
like,
inches away from lions.
Wait,
like literally.
Wait, where was this at?
Lion Habitat Ranch. It's over by the Raiders practice area.
Oh, out here.
Yeah.
Yo, that's been one of my biggest complaints. Let me tell you
what,
that there's no zoo in Vegas.
Yeah, this
like,
place
I'm
is the
Chicago.
Closest thing to a zoo we
Bro,
have.
I'm from Chicago.
How do they have those animals out there in August? They don't, right? They transfer them somewhere else or something?
I think that, but they're used to, that's like almost their natural climate.
Man, it is not 110 in Africa.
We got Chingon Sai.
Intrigue would know.
We got Chingon
Sai. Shout out to our audience.
We got Abe with a $5 super chat. Shout out to Abe. He says, shout out to the entire production crew. Oscar Travis and the dude with the sex toys.
I think he meant me, but we appreciate
no,
it.
No, he's talking about
Kian.
No. Oscar Travis.
Oh, because they called you Oscar.
Yeah, it's okay. I get it all the time. But yeah, Kian out
Austin.
Here.
Oh, wait.
Austin.
It's
like
Austin,
Texas.
Yeah,
Austin.
Like Austin,
but
Texas.
We appreciate it. Kian is over here.
Oscar the camera guy?
That's Omar.
Yeah, but how would they
Omar. My bad, Omar.
Yo, that's fucked up.
But yeah, Danny, if you want a zoo here, you go to the Mirage. They have the Secret Gardens.
I've been there, right, for the dolphins?
Right.
Let me tell you, funny thing. Well, it's not funny at all, actually. It's the complete opposite. The only time I went there, I bought like a package. So it was like, it gets you into that, you know, that's the MGM property. And then it gets you into this at this MGM property and, you know, whatever. So I go to Dolphin Habitat, go eat. We're supposed to go to Mandalay Bay for shark reef. Choose not to go home.
Oh man!
That same night was the night of the shooting.
Oh, it was October 1.
It was
October. Shit.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
crazy.
See, that's another one. Is shark reef? My kid, my 3-year-old, fucking, I could leave him at the first aquarium there for like 8 hours and he'd be fine.
No shit.
Don't leave him.
Yeah, don't leave him.
No, I'm not gonna leave him. But like, he literally, we were like, all right, come on, dude, there's more to see, and he was like, Shark.
Well, Danny.
What's up, bro?
You see how many new tweets there are, right, on this?
I've seen some. So if there's been more overnight or more last night, I may have missed it.
Well, let me see here.
I'm trying to see what you got, champ.
So let's get a screen share. It starts from this, obviously. And we talked about this. This is Bo Max record, and this is Earl Spence all over it.
And this is
– and then –
this was the first tweet,
yeah,
correct?
But this continues, obviously. Terrence comes back and says, look at the guy record, though. That's the guy who's going to beat your ass in real life, not the guy you posted for likes. And then Earl responds, not going to lie, 38-1 is still a great record, insinuating to Terrence that when he whoops his ass, he'll still have a decent record.
Mm-hmm.
And it continues, is what we didn't know, all through yesterday.
So he's posting a lady. Shout out to Earl for posting
so
a lady.
Here, Bud replies to him saying, you're a comedian now. I see you must be back on that yak. And that's a Ebonics for my casual listening friends. It's Ebonics and or slang
for
alcohol.
For cognac specifically.
Cognac. Hennessy. Because you know Errol had that anything possible shirt.
He really had a anything is possible shirt?
Yeah, it was a Fashion Nova shirt.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I've seen people wear the shirt. I've never seen him wear the shirt.
Yeah, yeah, it's out there.
Okay,
unless they photoshopped them, which I doubt, and I only doubt because it's like, come on, that's mad extra. So Terrence comes back and says, "Not at all. You right, because I'm gonna be busy whooping your ass. Then I'm gonna laugh when I see your facial expression when you know you getting your ass whooped and there's nothing or anybody can do to help you." Laughing out loud emoji. Mm. So Earl comes back and he says.
Earl comes back.
Actually, we missed this one. After he said, you must be on that. Yeah, he says, laugh out loud. Nah, we saving that for after I beat your ass. But you know, ain't nothing going to be funny for you when that bell rings. Mm. So that's when Terrence came back and said, not at all. You right. Because I'm going to be busy whooping your ass. So then Earl comes back and says, you got it. I'm not typing nothing else until it's a go. Peace. So, A, poll. Do you really think Crawford, I'm going to put Earl first. Do you really think Earl Spence Jr. and Crawford no longer do the Twitter beef until this fight is official? That's what he's saying. He's saying, you got it. I'm not typing nothing else until it's a go. And he put the peace emoji.
Did Terrence respond to that?
I didn't see a Terrence response.
Okay.
Not on his timeline. I got to go to Terrence's timeline. Let's see.
Tweets and replies.
Nope.
He said,
that's good. Now go ride a horse or something and relax till that time comes. Peace.
Do you think Errol Spence and Bud Crawford continue Twitter beef prior to making the fight?
Yeah. I'm going to go with that.
And you just want to do a simple yes, no.
Yeah.
Simple yes or no.
Yeah. I mean, unless you got a nifty little third one.
He said a nifty.
The third one would be Twitter beef is fire. Keep it coming.
I do like that. Maybe phrase different, like Twitter helps build the fight.
Good.
Let's go.
Grow the fight.
Ooh, look at him. Chuck with a $5 cash app. He says, when is Border Wars going to start? I want to join. We're looking for a location, but yesterday we had a fantastic meeting, did we not?
Sensational.
Yeah,
oh, shit. Yo, we did have a fantastic meeting.
Sensational.
It was sensational. I just hope everything that was spoken about can come to fruition. We won't tell you who the meeting was with until it actually comes true, because then it's like shooting yourself in the foot. But
we will be meeting with them again today.
That's right.
At 11 a.m.
Oh, my God. What a wonderful day. I forgot.
We're meeting at
their location.
At their facility.
They came to see our spot here at Sticky Paws and what we do. And it was awesome because they actually sat in the green room while we were doing Untitled and watched some of that. And seeing our interaction, and then we had the meeting, and they have event spaces, and they have
models,
and they have porn stars. what else do they have? I don't want to say the major thing because it might give it away.
But for those of us that know, they got a lot of it.
But they are in some combat sports promotion as well.
They are. They are in some sort of combat sports promotion that they actually sponsoring.
Right.
So, yeah, this will be an amazing, partnership if we can get it, and it will benefit each and every one of you. Will it benefit each? I guess, because any partnerships that we get means more, prizes and giveaways for you guys. Danny.
Yes, sir.
Do we have any guests today?
Bo. Well,
our 7 o'clock canceled, right?
7 o'clock tried to reschedule.
Who was that?
Tomorrow.
Yo Elvis
is rescheduled.
Yo
for
Elvis
next Friday.
I wonder if that's how his dad came up with his name and shit. Like his name was really Elvis, but he's always like, Yo Elvis, back out.
It was Deontay Brown, aka King Led.
What?
It was Deontay Brown, a.k.a. King
Led. I seen that message, bro. How you going to hit us up last night at like 10:58? I'm like, hey, guys, can we reschedule?
Yeah, he tried to reschedule for tomorrow. And then Danny may be able to work with Dennis Duglin. He's in the background working on that.
Yeah, we had him scheduled. Well, we have him scheduled. I'm just making sure that.
Seems like it's hard for these guys to wake up at 7 or 8 a.m., but the people who want it, going to show up.
Aniko Ali waking up. When he coming in?
Thursday at around 8 a.m.
Okay. Damn, Thursday.
And he hit us up, Nico
Thursday,
Ali.
We leave. 12 hours later.
Yeah, Thursday night, yep.
So right
Danny, do
him.
Me a favor. Fix that glove, man. My OCD. That shit. Oh, bro, what? My man with the earthquake here.
We got a $4.99 super chat. $4.49 pound super chat from Jabba the Hutt. Oh. He said, respect, Ness. Shout You're the out only to- person involved with the LDBC that has common sense.
Damn, I guess they brought me home.
he said, damn, I guess they brought me
Mad
home.
Mad Dog 8 said, is porn considered a combat sport?
Porn?
No. Yeah, I think he's talking about like
I guess it really depends on the category, but
right. you could definitely get into it.
damn, the table did shake a lot.
Bro, you almost knocked it over. But Jabba the Hutt, it must be a Star Wars fan. That's crazy. You don't even know what Jabba the Hutt is, right?
Nah.
I know it. You're too young.
What is Jabba the Hutt?
I know Austin knows, but that's because Star Wars is more of a white franchise.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I can't
argue against that.
I honestly don't think I've ever seen... Like,
I think they just made it. Was last Star Wars finally a black girl? No?
No, they did have a... They did have.
Wasn't Zendaya in it?
No, she was in Dune.
Oh.
They did have a more diverse cast, though. But to be fair,
my
though,
man from Girls was Darth Vader, right? You never watched Girls on HBO?
No.
What? I guess it's because I'm a content creator. She was picked. They found her on YouTube.
Hmm.
And made it to HBO. And that other girl. Remember that girl that it was like a hashtag going around? All the girls using it? Issa.
Issa Rae?
Oh, Issa Rae.
She got picked up from YouTube.
Bro, really?
Yeah.
But I'm in love with her, let me tell you.
Really?
Yes. Yes. What? Like her body of work.
Oh, I thought you meant like physically.
But to me, that just makes her even more attractive. Like, she has something about it. We got Tony Salgado with the fat $10 super chat saying, shout out my boys Lean and Junior. I put them on TBV. They in the feds watching y'all.
Shout out
to y'all for sure. Give me an entry, but I don't want to get the Uga shirt. Give me something else.
Nah, we got a PBV shirt for
Fight
you.
Week. Let's get it.
Damn, I think I should have wore one of my kind of, what's today? Wednesday?
Smoke break.
Oh, Tuesday.
Smoke weed every day.
Today's Tuesday, so now I could still wear one Wednesday. Nope, I got to start Thursday. I think I got 3 new Canelo shirts. Canelito.
Yeah, the Canelo shit I got don't fit me no more, so.
Damn.
I got a hat. I got a Canelo hat.
You're going to have to get a whole new wardrobe at the rate you're going. Losing a lot of weight, getting in shape.
No, I'm actually going to be able to get back into my wardrobe at the rate I'm going.
Okay, so you still got the old stuff.
Bro, I got so much clothes that's just like sitting there because I'm like, damn, my fat ass let myself go.
Yo, I don't even know how to answer this. I don't even know what if I should say this on air, but like I don't even know how to answer this. Like, come on, man. I'm going to just let y'all know that's Mary McGee, okay?
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
You didn't know how to answer it either, huh?
Yeah, when I that's seen it initially, I didn't, but...
Oh, you did too? You yeah. seen it too?
The best thing would be just like, I understand, just let us know when you're available.
I think, I don't even know, does she understand that we're trying to accommodate her? I don't know, did that message come across? Because I feel like that's why she said what she said, that maybe she doesn't understand that. That's why I'm like...
But even being accommodated, what she mentioned is like,
I get
still,
it.
Regardless, like, we ain't really
but
much you can do.
Right. Moving on, we are extremely freaking close from 137,000 subscribers. We're about 46 away.
Damn. 46 away from 137?
That's 48 hours.
Bro, that's like
later.
There's like 500-600 over like a couple of days.
Yeah, but I don't like that, bro. We should have hit that shit.
Yeah, we're 48 hours away from Danny's goal, man. Like, we passed. 48 hours passed from the goal. It's like...
Yo, Ignorant Boxing's hilarious. Talking about raffle that weed from yesterday. Bro, this is gone. Fuck you talking about raffle.
If there is weed in the studio, it does not last long.
Bro, and let's be clear, just because we're in a legal state, we can't
just ship anywhere. Yeah,
yeah, we'll go to fucking jail. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what we don't want
to
do.
We'll just put the return address to Austin's house.
But. But what we could do is like, you know, we still very much want to develop flying one of our listeners out all inclusive. And by that, I don't mean all inclusive. I mean,
you know, your
accommodations,
your travel.
Not because inclusive means like. Food,
nah.
Ubers, we ain't doing none of that.
We might put one in the air with you, but that's about.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna put one in the air. We might throw a T-shirt on you that you're forced to wear every day.
Same T-shirt.
Yep. Don't spill it. Anything on it anyway. But yeah, you know, we want to develop that. So please, man, hit us up on a community page and give us suggestions, because we would really love, let's say for
Yo,
September.
Yo, they said raffle the ash.
The ash.
Yeah, so maybe September, Canelo, Mexican Independence, Ringwalk's birthday.
Or Earl versus Bud.
That's going to be a big one, and that would be
because Canelo might fight September, but Earl versus Buck will be October, November,
and
even
know,
December.
And I'm going to tell you, unless it's David Benavidez, Canelo doesn't have anybody that he steps in the ring with. To me, that's a bigger fight than Earl Budd.
What do you mean? Better Beef hasn't signed to fight Joe Smith. What if they just waiting for him, or what if Joe Smith is waiting to unify? I
still think Earl Budd is bigger just because of their fan bases.
It is, but you've seen what Canelo did. He put on a pay-per-view against Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., and he was fighting Sergio. He don't care if you fighting Earl. He might still do his own show, but that is a big fight. Maybe he wants to be a fan and watch it. Hopefully he wants to be a fan and watch it.
No, I'm not saying
it.
That.
And doesn't divide
us. I'm not saying that they'll go up against each other on the same day. What I'm saying is that if we're considering flying a fan out for Canelo September, you know, whoever he chooses to fight for Mexican Independence, you know, if we fly somebody out for that, if that's September, but let's say Earl Budd is October, to me, that's a bigger fight. So it might be even better to just wait an extra month or whatever the case may be for that fight, right?
Yeah, I got a Cash App from Jonathan Sims. He says, I know you saw my little $2 Cash App yesterday. Anyways, I like the name A Ring Walk with Danny. What you think? By the way, we not getting that fight at 47. Just saying. Damn, so he's saying we not getting Earl.
We don't need that energy.
I know. I don't believe that either, but I have to explain for my casual fans listening out there, Jonathan Sims Super Chat is saying that he doesn't believe Earl Spence Jr. and Terrence Bud Crawford fight each other at 47, and instead it would be at a higher division.
Okay.
And Danny, what do you think of the working name A Ring Walk with Danny?
That's pretty dope, actually. That's pretty dope. I just, I think it's creative. I'm like, bro, I'm going to be honest with you. You know how the media shit goes. The only time I've made ring walks with fighters is when the fighters bring me, you know, in a locker room. And
so you don't like the name Ring Walk because it represents something else from what you're doing?
I just feel that I know for a fact, I'm like, bro, there's no way I'd ever be able to get a fan to make a ring walk with a fighter. So it's like, is it really that? Like,
no, but that's the point.
It's your show.
No, he doesn't get it. Because you'll never be able to have a fighter allow a regular. You're giving them the virtual experience. It's a ring walk with Danny.
Yeah.
You're taking them on what you're able to do. That's why you're called Ring Walk.
That's dope. I like
you
that.
Are called Ring Walk.
Yeah, Ring Walk Danny.
That's right.
We got Gallo Fino, member
are.
For 7 months at prospect level. He says, about to light one for you, Ness. 100 emoji.
Shout out to
Curious Joe Jorge.
Shout out to you, Gallo Fino. Light it up. Light it up. Light it up. We need a soundbite like that, Brandon. Where you at? Where you at? Actually, Brandon sent me a new soundbite. Let's see what it is. Actually, I think he sent it to me before, or we heard this before.
Heard what before?
I wish I knew that. What was it? Is it David Banner? Be like, get down on the floor.
Yeah, David Banner.
I wish I knew the words. I'd have hit y'all.
I'm surprised you still remember.
My friends be like, how come you not famous yet? I'd be like, you didn't share my shit.
You ain't share my shit. Shout out to Brandon.
We got a $2 super chat from Brandon Lynn, speaking of the super producer. And he says, Daniel Alvarez from the Wing Walk POV.
Yeah. I was thinking like, definitely the Boxing Voice presents. You know what I'm saying? Or like, the Boxing Voice, a Ring Walk with Danny Alvarez. I think you got to use your last name too, SEO power, you know what I'm saying? Get you verified. The more Daniel Alvarez you use, the easier it'll be to get verified.
Yeah, but it's like the reason, it's like too many Daniel Alvarezes already, bro.
Again, more reason for you to have content with your real name so that you could get verified. But I hear you, champ, to each his own. But getting back to these tweets, though.
Getting back to the tweets.
Where the poll at, Bo? Do people want them to stop, or do they like the Twitter beef?
So the poll is, do you think Errol Spence and Bud Crawford continue Twitter beef prior to making the fight? 53% say yes, 18% say no, and 29% says Twitter helps grow the fight.
Trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Yeah, you get them body by a singing nigga. I'm not the type of nigga that'll type of niggas.
Yeah, I'm with the Twitter beef, man. It makes me happy. It keeps me entertained.
Yo, so what's your name recommendation?
What do you mean? For the video?
You were just saying, like, for that little... You were just saying...
What he said. I like a ring walk with Danny. Oh. But like I said, for SEO reasons and verification reasons, I would go with ring walk with Daniel Alvarez.
We got two super chats. We got one from Average Boxing Fan, 199, says, good morning, TBV. How much longer can Shakur stay at 130?
Well, interesting enough, I love this show. Let me see who sent me this. Here we go. Aramon Stevenson. Let's pull that up. And in the meantime, I will also double share with Bo and Danny so they can read it. But this is Bob Arum on Stevenson, and he's saying, F being the unified champion, those fights aren't gonna draw caca. So let's just skim through here and get to these quotes. Here we go. He says, fuck being the unified champion, Arum exclaimed after the unbeaten Stevenson easily conquered Oscar Valdez at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Screw that. There's not a person in the room that knows the WBA champion or the IBF champion. So who wants to put those fights on? They're not going to draw shit. So basically he's saying for Shakur to fight Gutierrez or to fight Ogawa,
yeah.
It would be nothing.
No, I think the Ogawa, I think they both do well. You know, I think the Gutierrez fight, you know, you got to do that LA or Texas, right? And I think that the Ogawa fight, that's a Japan fight.
Mm.
We know the Japanese love their boxing. We just saw the... turnout and the amount of money that Gennady Golovkin and Ryota Murata were able to generate. So to me, that's the fight you make in Japan. Man, pay my guy Shakur and, you know, let him undisputed. But I do agree with Bob. They're not appealing fights. You get what I'm saying? I think that if you do it right, you could definitely make some money on that. But they're not appealing fights, so...
So Arum said, Shakur can defend his titles against other fighters at 130. There's a lot of good fighters that he can fight, not that are champions on the WBA and IBF. So I have no clue because that's editors. When you got brackets, that's the editors. They get to put that in. But he also goes on to say, I thought it was terrific. Arum said, Valdez is tough fighter, tough out. But Shakur is special. Shakur is special. I'm kind of with Arum, though, even though I'm against Arum. So I'm going to play both sides of the fence here, right? If we believe Arum and those fights aren't going to draw shit, that means they come cheap, right? In theory, I don't know, because maybe one of those champions can act like Caleb Plant.
No, the issue is that both guys are with different promoters. So
yeah, one is with Oscar, and the other one is like Eddie. Okay, so that's easy.
Eddie, I want to say, is working with Ogawa. It might be in association with Tekken.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. For these little guys, these would still be their highest payday because now they're fighting Shakur.
Yeah,
so,
but if you're the other promoter, you know Shakur, and you know that's one of Bob's biggest names, so you're going to try to ask for too much money, I feel like.
I don't know. I think that we're saying the same thing, that it'll end negotiations. I think that because Oscar and Eddie know they won't be able to find their fighter an equivalent fight and or payday, they will be willing to negotiate. Yeah, they're going to play hardball, but they're not going to drop the ball.
No, I get what you're saying, and you do make a lot of sense. So I could see it going, you know, just how you say. We do have several super chats to get to.
R. Jonesy
says, good for us. they thrown respect out the window.
Then we got James Payne, Lethal, and he said
Alvarez aspect with Ringwalk Danny. Ooh.
Then we got
what?
James Payne Lethal's his name recommendation is Alvarez aspect with Ringwalk Danny.
I guess
that means you gotta get me on the camera then. So double Alvarez.
Say it again.
You gotta wear the Google glasses.
I was saying,
oh,
you gotta have me film it.
The Ray-Bans, but they only do 30 seconds. I was gonna buy them. They only do 30 seconds. You never seen those?
Oh, the ones that film?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think.
But I'm sure here at Sticky Paws, they could fucking set up one of those little spy cameras on some
glasses.
They
got everything here, bro.
No, I was gonna say, I think that even if it's only 30 seconds, it would still be good as long as it shoots landscape.
It doesn't. It shoots bum ass square. Not even the fucking, not even the Instagram square either. It's its own square. Yeah, that's why I didn't buy it. I'm telling you, I did a lot of research. But Alvarez aspect.
Nope.
Then we got Alvarez POV. I think aspect is too vague of a word, and it leaves your viewer questioning what it is, you know.
We got Stick Talk Boxing saying shout out to all the Big Fish Market Mafia, Bud bringing the Texas Pete and tartar sauce for the Big Fish Fry.
Did we get to
we got average,
and that's the second one, Boxing Fan.
Average Boxing Fan that says I see Shakur dominating 135 to 140 145 and up. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about 135 and 140. He's going to have to show that. Obviously, he's showing talent, but these guys will get bigger. You know, we've seen them get hit by – who did he last fight? Valdez landed that right hand. So, man, you're talking about 140, bro? That's a bit – like, we talking Regis's, we talking T.O.'s, we talking Devin at 35. You know, yeah, those are – fantastic fights to see, though.
No, sensational fights. Sensational fights. Sensational. I think Bob right now is in a great place. I think Top Rank is in a great place. I think that they have literally all the top guys from 30 to 40 with the exception of Gervonta Davis.
We got a Cash App, $10.
From?
That's Abe and El Camino.
All right.
Let me see what he says.
Was
he
it
said,
a Cash App or a Super Chat?
This is actually a Super Chat, $10 Super Chat.
He says, do the ring walk experience with Danny. Then he could get on the Chingon car and take over Vegas from Lobby Bar to Dre's to Spearmint Rhino. Spin that wheel, Bo. Yo, Abe is hilarious. Shout out to Abe.
Yo, I like how the boxing voice stays in the middle.
Ooh.
What is that?
One entry. One entry to the Ugas shirt.
Entry.
We got Chick Ciccarelli.
Uh-oh, Chick. What up, Chick? What Chick, do we got to give Chick anything, or are we just waiting on Chick now?
Ken.
Okay. I thought I sent them those. Remember, I sent you guys a whole Dropbox of PNGs of fighters. Okay, Chick, text me, baby. Let me know what you need. Let's lock this thing in. We had a big meeting yesterday that we could have used that deck for real.
We got Chick Ciccarelli. So shout out to Chick helping us out, helping out the TBV family. He says, stepping up with Ringwalk Danny.
I don't think it says it. I like actually what Abe said. What did Abe say?
I think, what about face off with Ringwalk Danny?
No, it doesn't. It says something else. Face off means something totally different.
Well, no, I was just saying because, you know, it's fans walking up to me. They get to, you know, encounter me.
Yeah, but that it's still misleading.
It is
when you say face off and we're talking about boxing. We're looking at this. We're looking for two people face to face. I don't know that sells it. I like the ring walk experience with Danny Alvarez or Daniel. I like that. The ring walk experience.
That was good.
Something like that.
Who said that?
That was
fucking Abe with El Camino. He said, do the ring walk experience with Danny.
You know what's funny? I'm about to show you this, right? This is very funny. So Dennis canceled.
Okay. So if you're watching this, hit the thumbs up button because Dennis Duglin canceled, and hit the thumbs up button to send us some good luck because we need another two more smoke breaks so I can smoke and calm down. They're both our guests canceled today, Got
so
me
this
hot.
This is funniness, right?
Hotter than this coffee I'm
so
drinking.
So I am showing you.
Fucked up too, man.
What does that say right there? What's
Ringwalk Experience.
Yo, so
that was going to be the name of his YouTube channel.
That was always going to be the name of my. Actually, matter of fact, I got my logo and everything, bro. That was going to be my thing.
Yeah, I'm glad we never went live with that logo.
Yeah, you don't like it?
No,
bro. Look, it's don't show it.
No,
either, but it's
nah, show it, show it, nah. Show it, so that Jemmy can see it and he'll do something on his off time. Hook you up. So we could have its own thumbnail.
I'd rather just send it to Jimmy by itself. Because it's a lot of it's a lot of haters that been
but
trying to
bro, if,
take that ring.
You
off.
don't know that if you don't got no haters, you ain't popping.
Yeah, but why would I? The people trying to take my name, why would I give them ideas? No?
Because you got Keon right now. All you got to do is like text them and like, and it's gonna be fucking patent pended or. What'd you call
hey,
it?
Ken.
Trademark.
So look,
they can try
Ken.
To take your name, but it's only Ken. One Ringwalk.
Oh, look at CYP. But I don't like that one, CYP, because that sounds almost like you checking dudes you walk up to. But what do you think about CYP's option?
Nah.
Walk it like you talk it with Daniel Alvarez.
Nah. I honestly want to keep it with Ringwalk. I know you saying, look who just messaged me, too.
Who?
Supermax.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, no.
Why y'all messaging on Snapchat? Y'all weird.
I don't have his number, bro.
I would never have a man on Snapchat. I'ma just say. I've never been on Snapchat.
Nah.
And when I was single and I really only like one girl that I was dating, like, she has Snapchat, so I went and checked. But I never got friends with a like don't message me on Snapchat, baby.
So,
you a dude.
Supermax says.
Nah, I don't
want to
hear that. Sus, man.
So Ness, have you ever used Tinder? Because I've never used it.
Hold on, bro.
Yeah, I got lucky, man. I got you know.
This is why you
got
to do this shit, Ness. Come on, bro. Because you trying to be funny, like I'm a weirdo, bro. I got one for the ladies, and I got one that I just. You know,
I can't.
He
see
got
that.
One for the dude.
Bro, I can't see that. Neither can they.
Oscar says Snapchat with Ringo.
Bro.
Zoom
in on me.
That.
Look.
Name it that.
Look, zoom in on this shit. No, because Ness try to be funny. So look.
Look, why are you so worried about Ness saying?
So look, I'm a fucking swipe to my.
Look, somebody about to steal your
boom.
Snapchat account right
boom.
Now.
You see, boom, I got
man
two accounts.
Snapchat. Snapchat.
Boom.
He's there got one for the mains, one for the sides.
Nah, I got, you know, one for business. And
well,
one
how that
for...
song go? I got two foes.
One for the plug and one for the low.
We got Tony Salgado with a $2 super chat says Ringwalk Experience with Danny Alvarez.
And we got a $2 super chat from Donald Banks who says Boxing Talk with your boy Ringwalk.
Ew, Boxing Talk. No, I do like Ringwalk Experience with Danny Alvarez. I'm telling you. That's kind of like what Chingong said, which was, the Ringwalk Experience with Danny Alvarez.
But that's getting the most hits right there. So I'm around there.
Bro, and it's just so funny that people are saying that. I just showed you, like, you know, that was my thing.
So it's meant to be.
From before I even start working with Ness.
Let me see here. We got, do you think Earl Spence and Bud Crawford continue Twitter beef prior to making the fight? 54% believe yes. I think we need to be done with that poll then. What else can we do? Should we decide, should we give Danny them months? Green? Months?
You know what?
Months?
You know what? You know what? We ain't got no guests, and we giving away a Uga shirt, but I feel like giving away something else.
Uh-oh, what you got?
I feel like giving away something else.
What
so,
you got?
So what we going to do, we can't do a poll because a poll limits your options.
Yes.
So for every $2 super chat that y'all comment the name, the best name, you know, that we come up with tonight will get an autographed Polaroid from one of our guests that we've had in studio.
Ooh. So in order to win the Polaroid, you have to choose the name. So now what are you doing? Are you canceling out the names that have already been mentioned and nominated?
Well, some have been via, obviously via Super Chat.
Yeah.
And as I'm scrolling, there's so many that haven't been. So I think that's a great incentive, right? We'll get $2 super chat. We ain't gonna kill your pockets. We can't even buy a cup of coffee with that.
Can't buy a cup of coffee. Shit costs $3.69 out here.
So what we gonna do is, I am, you know, collectively we'll pick the best name. We'll get that.
Uh-oh. Tony Salgado defending his boy Danny. Now that they smoked a little joint together, he like, Snapchat, where is that, man?
Oh, excuse me. Shout out to Tony.
Hey, yo, matter of fact, did you go party last night?
Nah, bro, I was asleep.
Oh, yo. I'm about to put the pressure on Danny. He's so much younger than me.
No, but to be fair, I can show you the messages.
Oh, they got canceled?
He was like, I think we're just going to go another night.
Mm.
That's what Madison said. So I'm going to fuck it. Want to see Gabe Rosado with the $1 super chat.
Hold up. We got S.A. Robes who says, ring walking with Danny. And he's celebrating 2 months of membership at the prospect level. I think the way that works is YouTube gives you one free super chat every month that you're a member. So this is his free 2 month celebration. Celebration.
Mr. CYP said, ring around your eye with CYP.
Omar.
Yo, what's his actual name? CYP is hilarious.
Carlos.
Man. Carlos is hilarious. That's my brother's name.
You should
have
called him CYP, though.
Yo, that's my brother's name. So he actually did super chat. So shout out to CYP. Says, ring around your eye with CYP.
And Omar S says, ring walk the walk with Danny Alvarez.
Ring walk
the
walk.
That's almost a tongue twister.
That's almost,
ring walk the walk.
That's almost like grammatically incorrect. Ring walk the walk. With Danny Alvarez.
That shit,
you gotta put a beat behind
Peter
it now.
Peter Piper picked the bag.
Yo, that's crazy. Damn, we might have to do a Zoom now. Brandon, get us a Zoom. What the fuck? We're gonna do
Brandon,
for another 2 hours.
What are you doing, man?
No, not what he's doing. I'm just saying, what are we gonna do for another 2 hours?
I think we should take a smoke break.
I mean, we need callers. Anybody wanna call in, feel free.
It is Canelo. Today is Canelo Bivol fighter arrivals.
Are they arriving?
They are arriving.
What time?
They are whatever time they choose to get there. Because I don't have the fight week schedule.
What?
Nesta Gibbs forgot to fucking apply for me to cover Canelo Bivol.
Let me see if I could just give you my email, bro, because this is too much for me. This is what I'm saying. You know what?
You got me hot, Ness. You got me hot. But yeah, so fighter arrivals are today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, traditional fight weeks do start Tuesdays here in Las Vegas. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing them, you know, face off, seeing what they have to say. I'm curious on this, how much more Canelo has to say about this vegan diet.
You going to press him?
Nah, I'm trying to, you know, follow his lead. Bro, you see the shape he's in? Like, come on, bro. Why wouldn't I want to look like that?
Okay. Let me see. Did I send this to y'all? Oh, I did send it to y'all. Did y'all get my email this morning? You guys suck, man.
Which one?
These young kids, bro. I don't know. I wonder what age I was when I started checking my emails every day. And I think it was when the iPhone came out.
They were texting for the neon sign. I seen that.
I mean, you see the
size
of it?
Yeah, it was like
42 inches by 35 inches. Do you know what 35 inches is? 1 inch off of 3 feet. You know what 42 inches? 6 inches off of 4 feet. That's bigger than this fucking television.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. I was just looking at I seen the size.
Definitely
I seen the sign and I seen the price.
TV,
what?
Absolutely not.
Bruh, I wish I was like my dad and walked around with a tape measure. Man, 42 inches by 35 inches.
Yeah, this is probably a 42-inch TV right here.
Yeah, and don't you know that 42s are diagonal?
Yeah,
they're like that.
Yeah,
they're not like this
you're right.
Like this.
You're right. It is corner to corner.
Come on, champy. You're right. That's big as hell. 42 is almost. Yo, 42.
Find me a tape measure.
42.
Big
listen,
Nick with the 2 pounders.
42 is.
Saying the ring woke with Danny Alvarez. I'm talking over you today.
I hear you.
I'm talking over you today.
You got that.
God damn, no,
Danny is out for blood today. He's coming.
That. He got that.
I'm fucking with you, Danny.
You see what I was saying? I knew this shot wouldn't look good. See, this is what I said. I said, look, we're going to have a boot on each side. You said, no, it'll never show.
What?
See?
The boot look good. It's a Muhammad Ali boot.
I don't think it looked good on each side.
Now it look naked on this side.
It do look naked over there now. You know what, Danny? You need to swap out with your hat. Put the hat there.
Or put that hat there.
That's what I'm saying. That hat
okay,
there.
I thought you meant like the hat off his head.
No. Whoa, don't cover my sign, though. All right?
What the?
No, you can't. Yeah, it's got to. What? All right. Yo, you really about to get a measurement. He's y'all tripping right now. Listen. 42 is 6 inches away from 4 feet, bro. You know how big that is? Oh, my God. Look, I'm going to hold it for you. Show the people.
55. What is it?
Show the people.
50.
48.
48.
48.
Now, you got to do it.
Damn, that's big. That's big, 48. Holy shit.
That's what she said.
Up and down now.
No, I know, but I want to show the people again.
48. That's crooked. 48. So that means this sign is beautiful. The sign is the size of the TV, which we got a fucking TV here for our sign.
It's bigger than the TV.
Bigger than the TV. Arr, let's go. Oh, that would have came. Oh, you want to get, oh, he want to pay for a camera and a chair, huh? He cray. But I will say this. Let me get a screenshot. Wait, no, no, wait. Austin, let me see if I can copy it and then put it her. Nah, we're going to go her. All right.
The ring walk stalls.
Which I think. Which I think. Which
yo,
I think.
Y'all
let
gotta,
me get a poll. Let me get
yo,
a poll.
Y'all got to stop that shit with me in the bathroom because I ain't even you,
been
I ain't
to the
even
bathroom.
Ate, so I can't even use the bathroom.
You ain't even been to the bathroom.
I ain't even been to the bathroom.
In a week.
In a week. So y'all could shut the... No.
A poll.
Whoa, that's fire.
I don't think we're going to do a poll because people just jumping in the live stream might not have seen this photo when we take it down. So they're like, what neon sign? And they're just going to fucking randomly
pick something.
Vote.
Yeah.
But now that it's up there.
You don't want no black in it?
Where would we put black? And how do you do neon?
The background will be black.
How do you do neon
and
black?
No, the background is not black, though. That's the thing.
Oh, this is a black background.
Oh, yeah, but I'm bro, we gone.
Oh, yeah, over there is wood,
it's
though.
Brick. Oh, it's wood.
And it'll look good because this is like brick.
Right,
brick
right.
Wood is rustic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Ken?
Brick wood is rusty.
Didn't you used to work for...
Dale?
For Mariah Carey?
I forgot their names.
Ken was Mariah
you do look
Carey's
like...
personal flipper. So whenever Mariah would tell him to flip, like Ken would like flip off of her Alfa Romeo and shit.
So yo, it's like 50-50 in the chat. Some I'm saying keep the TV, and the other people saying that sign is fire.
Even though
it's
they're right, even though they're right, let's be real, like... When Kian does new logos for specific theme shows, that's pretty
right.
Dope to have the TV to be able to do that. But I think that we still need this sign to take our pictures in front of.
No, I think that sign is fine.
Or something similar to this. Like
it
would
be utilized one way or another. It'll be utilized.
We definitely need something to take pictures in front of in the new building.
Because the Sticky Paw Studio sign will be
counting down
there.
The days. Do you think, Kian, we get in there in 12 days? Impossible? No, I mean, I'm not saying do a live show, but, like, we're in there in 12 days. Because they're out in 12 days. Yeah, no, we have the key, but they release back to the people
for like
another
2 weeks.
They needed two more weeks to get up out of there. Oh, we could use the gym in 12 days. We're going to start inviting fighters over there. Like, yo, come have a personal workout over here, bruv. That's all right, too. Camera's rolling.
As long as they pay dues.
Camera's rolling. No, the dues is the camera rolling.
Nah, yeah,
I want
sure.
That sparring. Speaking of sparring, a lot of you haven't even checked out my sparring footage that I got with Ramses Bartholomew. What is he, a two-time champ?
Three-time. Yeah, two-time. He's not going to be three-time.
He was in there playing with his food the other
day.
Teaching.
But he was teaching. You're
and
right.
It was multiple sparring partners who are professionals, and he was still in there teaching.
Yeah, very comfortable, man.
We
that's
got a
that
$10 super chat from Dual Ingrams, and he couldn't be more right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Those likes are kind of low. They're extremely fucking low.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's always been hard for us to get high number of
likes.
Yo,
we need those subs. We started the show 50 away from 137. We are now 40 away from 137. We need those subs.
Let's go.
Two entries for Dual Ingram into the T-shirt raffle.
Let's go. Shout out to Dual Ingram. He just won something the other day. Can you imagine if you win again twice in a week? And this is what I'm saying. Like, this is why I want the Super Chat Wheel out every day, because you guys have been Super Chatting every day. So why shouldn't we return that same gesture by giving something away?
He already won a hoodie, Muhammad Ali hoodie.
Oh, yeah.
Given to us by El Camino Electrical Services.
Mm-hmm. You know, JT hit me up. JT was like, yo, El Camino said those hoodies was for my kids. I'm like, stop playing.
No. The so some of the proceeds from the hoodies, both of them.
Nah, he gave me 200 for them. Yeah. He gave me the 200, and I sent it to JT yesterday. So, you know, shout out to El Camino, who donated 200 to the GoFundMe. What's up, Ken? You don't think there's enough raffle entries on the way?
We got Oscar with a $9.99 super chat. The Ring Walk Experience with Daniel Alvarez, Morgan Freeman voice.
Ooh.
And you get a spin on the wheel as well.
That's right.
Oscar.
Bo, why does he get a spin on the wheel?
Because he submitted $9.99, which is a penny short of $10. So we're going to just round up for him.
All right.
And so he gets two entries.
We're giving
raffle.
People. We ain't going to hold back on you for a penny, bro.
That's
hey,
right.
Bo, and you know, the crazy thing is because he did participate in what I'm doing, he gets not just two entries now into the Ugas shirt giveaway, but he also gets a chance to win an autographed Polaroid. I might just throw some other shit in there. Who knows?
Here, look here, Pat.
Yo, speaking of other shit, Tex, do we got our glove? Canelo. Matter of fact, y'all, hey, Brandon, I sent you a clip and I needed that soundbite. I mean, I didn't text because I thought it was self-explanatory, but I guess you need to know that I need that soundbite. So send me that new Canelo soundbite, because right now I should have been playing that instead of...
Viva Mexico, cabrones!
You want Kurt Scoob on the Zoom call? He said yes,
Let's
of
go.
Course.
Let's go, Kurt Scoob.
I do need the link.
Same link as always, but your man Austin got you.
We got Jabba the Hutt with the 449-pound super chest saying, Ness, spar the YB. He's a channel from the UK that talk crazy about you. He's like 5'9 and think he could fuck with you.
If he ain't got more subs than me, it ain't worth it to me.
Let me see how many subs.
I can't, unless he paying me. You know, like, even iDubbbz was in here, and he said a bunch of creators reached out, but a lot of them wanted to be paid up front. And I think, you know, my 10 years on these YouTube streets deserve guaranteed money.
Yeah, never heard of the channel. They do some okay views, but he does have a little more than 100,000 less subs than you.
Okay.
Yeah.
100,000 less?
Yes, he's at like 29.5.
Yo, the way you said that, you confused the hell out of me. I like how you did that, though. It's funny. Yeah, funny.
Loop these guy.
So, who's next on the calls?
So KDDR 7989 is saying super chat on your phone only lets you super chat with the .99 at the end for one reason or another. You can't super chat with the even.
It's all good. We rounding up.
Shout out to Supermax, who not just did he fucking Snapchat me, but he also super chatted it, because Supermax is a real one. $2 super chat coming in saying TBV presents Ring Walks with Mr. Daniel Alvarez.
So now he's in the running for your raffle. Correct. Of a autographed Polaroid, which you probably can get from just about any great fighter.
Just about anybody.
What do you think? Who's out here that... Actually, when's the Polaroid coming?
I mean,
we need more film. Yeah,
we definitely need more
we
film.
Need more film. Need more film. We need to find a better way, too. There's Polaroids out there that actually, like, spit out the film on a printer, not like that, like an actual camera, but it prints it on a Polaroid. Yeah.
So he's saying that basically you have a camera, but instead of the film being printed on the Polaroid camera itself, it's on a separate printer. So it's basically, I guess he's saying better.
Way
quality.
Better. A lot, just Google it. You guys will find it. This is why I asked Travis months ago to put a mic on this guy, but no one believes that I am right until we're actually needing to talk to him, and then he's like sounding like he's in Studio C.
George gave us a scanner, so you can scan any photo on your phone and it'll print it into a Polaroid, so we can use that in the meantime.
Now that is what that's exactly what we need.
And will it be somewhere where they can put the signature as well?
Yeah, I mean, if it's still on a Polaroid.
Why did Bo not just hear the fact that any phone, any picture on your phone can print into a Polaroid?
No, like the little white spot.
Yeah,
because
it's
Bo,
a Polaroid.
Bo, you could, a Polaroid means it has the white spot.
Ain't no more.
I'm going to jab you.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I do like, I like Supermax's suggestion, honestly. I know you wanted to have.
Oh, he likes being called Mr.
Nah.
More professional.
I like the TBV Presents. I think it's important, obviously, to continue to always represent the brand, continue to always rep the brand. So I think the TBV Presents.
Jose Molina
See,
says.
That right there should be black on the neon sign. Like the holder?
The holder.
Yeah, the holder should be black.
Let me see. Let me
you
see.
You know, I think that would look nice.
Go back to that.
We got Jose Molina with a $5 super chat who says, what up, guys? My first super chat. Keep the content going. Thank you, Jose. And just to let you know that we do daily giveaways, $10 super chats or more automatically get you a spin in the wheel that includes different things such as autographed Polaroids, that includes entries into our daily giveaways, that includes, you know, smoke breaks for us. So
hotties for you.
Hotties for you. So definitely.
T-shirt giveaways, hat giveaways, hoodies, Polaroids, signed gloves. We got it all, man. We got it all.
We got D-Nice718 with a $10 super chat says, Buenos dias, TBV. Spin that wheel, Bo. Say no more.
Bo, you know the other day I text you some information. Someone said they wanted a shirt. Actually, they won their shirt, but they wanted us to sign it. Did you see that?
Nope. Who wanted to sign it?
Check your messages. We need to get one of them.
Yo,
silver Sharpies.
D-Nice.
I might have been Mad Bent 100.
D-Nice718.
Mad Bent 100 shirt. So he won his shirt yesterday on the show. And I didn't see where it says he wanted it signed, but we could definitely do that for you.
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. We'll
check
the messages and just double check. But D-Nice718, that did get you two entries into our raffle, bro. So, excuse me, you are now in line to win that.
So yesterday, Jonathan Sims did send $2, and he said, how about the title, A Ring Walk with Danny? You like that? That's what he said.
Yeah, somebody said that earlier. And you said, what about doing it with Danny Alvarez? Because
I'm just saying, he said this yesterday. Scoop sent you a number.
Oh, he said that yesterday. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. So we got Tony Salgado with the $2 super chat. He says the TBV experience with Danny Alvarez.
The TBV experience? Yeah, but it's not the TBV experience. It's not.
Mm.
It could be TBV Presents, but it's not. It's your experience. It's what you do and how you do it, and they with you. But I got Abel Garcia with a $12 super chat, so we're going to spin the wheel for him. He says, salute, TBV. Been a minute, but I'm back with the best show.
Shout out to you. And you get two entries.
You get two entries. That is Abel Garcia. And that's what we like, man. We like to be able to give you guys something since you've been porting us, you know.
About time.
And we need you guys to help us out with that, man. Give us suggestions on what you want, you know, not just who you want to see on the show, because we know who you want to see. It's just not that easy to get them in here. Did you do this, Tony Salgado? Yeah, you did. Yep. You did. All right, so let's see who's on here. We got 404. I think that's Liz Lowe in Decatur, Georgia. We're going out to you. Get your mic in order. We're going to open up these phone lines, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking, obviously, Canelo Alvarez and Bivol. We're also talking the street beef, Twitter beef with Terrence Bud Crawford and Earl Spence Jr.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
That G-Man Z said, love the show. When's the raffle for the vet?
Yo, next year, man. We getting rid of that shit next year. We ain't keeping that shit past next year. We got to move on.
Hear you radio personalities think you want smoke? Call me Mr. Chimney. I want smoke.
Huh? Yeah. Once he's in there, Austin's going to tell us he's in there.
All right.
And it looks like we got Big Fish Davidian, right? Oh, the dream.
There you go.
Let the little fish go so that we can catch the big fish later.
Mm-hmm. I'm the big dog at the welterweight division.
WBC and IBF welterweight champion of the world.
Way better fight than Terrence Crawford. Me and Terrence Crawford this side of the street.
We clean our side of the street, then we come and have the Crawford.
60-40 or 7-30, whatever we give.
Say something now.
Big Fish Mafia.
Big Fish Mafia. It ain't a movement, it's a lifestyle.
FCS promotion.
Errol!
Morning, good morning. Can you hear me?
Buenos dias.
Hey, Ness, man, how many times I gotta tell you? You see big fish, you think of me, all right, man?
I got you.
always saying is the video when it's me. But, yo, Danny's not going to the Canelo fight?
Nah, man.
Nah.
We'll have a meal car there. We'll have Maestro there. He'll be getting content. But I will be with the crew in San Diego to, you know, call the fights with David Benavidez.
Okay, that's cool, man. You know, with this little Twitter back and forth, I didn't really like how it started with Errol going at, what's his name, BOMAC. Cool to see them go back and forth over and over again. Hopefully they get that fight signed. I'm excited for this Canelo fight. I'm hoping something happens at the press conference. Maybe Bivol will go out of character and say some crazy shit because I feel like it needs some buzz. Like, I'm not buzzing for it. I just know it's coming this Saturday. And I kind of want to go back to something we talked about before with Shakur, people calling him a weight bully. Not only is that, he's a height bully. He's a jab bully. He's a timing bully. And he's a skill bully. He's all that, man. Shout out to him, Unified Champ 130, man. That's all I got. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you, champ. Thank you for calling in. Who do we have our Zoom available? Not yet. Who else we got? Ness, who we got on Blog Talk? Nesta?
Who next? Hold on. Let me finish those messages in the chat with the heavyweight Christian son. Find out if he needs an Uber or something. He just woke up. We could slide him in. He's been trying to come in, and we didn't have any slots, but now that something is available, we can go to them. And what do you need me for?
Our guest is here.
Hey, Scoob, what up? Kurt, what's going on, brother?
Can't hear you yet.
You got to probably click the microphone on your screen. In the meantime, let me get a screen share while he gets his mic together. Let's show the world who we're talking with, too. All right, how you doing? For those just tuning in, this is Kurt Scooby, and that is your real last name, right?
Yeah, it's my real last name. Yeah.
Wow. And you are from Georgia?
Nah, I'm from Duarte, California.
Oh, you're from California. Okay.
Yeah, man, enjoying it.
All right. So you left Vegas, man. We were supposed to have you in the studio. What happened?
Shit, honestly, man, work. I mean, you know.
Oh, so you got a 9-to-5?
Nah, I don't. This is what boxes my 9-to-5, to be honest.
All right.
You know, some other shit, but it's chop up to the game, you know what I mean?
All right. Well, Kurt, man, tell us your story, man. How'd you get into this sport? Why this crazy sport, man?
Honestly, man, I came from football, so football is an 11-man sport, you know what I mean? And I knew that everything I put into the game that 10 other people couldn't match that energy, you know what I mean? So I knew boxing was always my it, and I knew that I can't get in trouble for being the man up. Nah, I love that aspect of life.
All right, and tell us who you're trained with and how'd you link up with him, because I feel like he's all the way from Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, man. Don Saxby and Leon Cat Taylor. I actually moved to New York during the pandemic. It was always my dream to actually live in New York. You know what I mean? Seeing those little postcards with the Brooklyn Bridge and, you know what I mean? And I finally got the opportunity to move to New York where the flight cost $11 during the pandemic. So I knew that was my chance to actually move there. You know what I mean?
For sure, man. What made you go during the pandemic, though? That was when New York was most, I mean, it was not itself. Did you still feel like you got a good experience?
Of course. I feel like the pandemic for me, it actually bettered me, you know what I mean? Instead of backtracking, I got better while other people were sleeping, you know what I mean? And moving to New York during the pandemic actually showed me that the grind never stops, even if people were going through the worst, you know what I mean? God forbid, you know, if something could happen to me. But I work with Allah, so Allah protects me in all aspects.
So what was it about Don? Because if you just got to New York during the pandemic, I mean, you've already obviously had been, you know, your pro career had been started already. So you switched training.
No, it hasn't.
Oh,
it
no?
It hasn't. Yeah, nah. My first fight was with Don Saxby.
Oh, okay.
Because you just know with energy, you know what I mean? If somebody's
good or bad. I feel like I'm so in tune with my own body that I can tell when energies are not entwined with each other. You know what I mean?
So I seen you obviously training alongside DeMichaels, but you were out here in Vegas specifically to spar with Devin Haney to get him ready for Kambosos, right?
Yeah.
So what division are you fighting and campaigning in so those listening, you know, can know exactly, you know, where you fight at? It has you listed at 140, but you've also fought as high as 49, so I wanted to let you answer.
Yeah, I fight at 140. That's my for sure weight class. That's my weight class now.
And that is the weight class that you feel you want to win your first world title before moving up?
Not want to. It's a whole different aspect because my mind is a different place. I will, you know what I mean? So that's a whole different wording than want and will. You know what I mean?
So you're residing in Cali or are you residing now in New York because of the trainer change?
Boss, I got a beautiful girl that I just moved. We just bought a beautiful house in Pennsylvania. And,
oh, wow.
Man, so I'm actually living the true boxer's world. With chopping wood and being out here in the country, you know what I mean? So it's a whole different.
Bruh, what made you move from Cali to PA? What about the cold? You like the snow?
Yo, honestly, it's crazy because I've seen all these movies with snow and Home Alone and all that. I'm like, man, honestly, I'm enjoying it. I'm over here doing Snow Angels. And
he said Snow Angels.
I'm telling you, because where I come from, man, like it's bad where – if there was snow where I was from, man, I think there would have been a little less killings than where, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah.
I'm actually enjoying it, and I'm living life at the moment because, like I said, I'm spiritually right, you know what I mean?
So where were you raised, man? You make it sound like it was Iraq out there.
Yeah, it was, you know what I mean?
What part of the world?
Duarte, California.
Hmm.
So it's near Pasadena area.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? It was a little hectic where, you know what I'm saying, you walk down the street and you got to look over your shoulder, you know what I mean? And moving here to PA, it's like, I don't really got to look over my shoulder unless I see a bear or a
deer.
It's a whole different mindset, and I'm just, like I said, I was able to see the light of day where other people nowadays see, and it kind of gets stuck in that, you know what I mean?
Kurt, now talk to us. Do you have a deal with a promoter, a manager, anything like that?
Yeah, I actually have a manager. His name is Daniel Gonzalez. And as a promoter, as of right now, I don't. But, you know what I'm saying, like we always iterate that nothing in life is rushed. You know what I'm saying? So we don't rush anything because once things are rushed, then it's like, it's not going to be good. You know what I mean?
Well, no, I was actually going to say not having a promoter, you literally turned pro during the pandemic and you were very active. You've been very active. And to me, I feel like that's an issue that a lot of young fighters who don't have a big promoter have an issue with is getting those fights. First three in Mexico and then the following three in the Dominican Republic, your last fight here in the U.S., what was it like?
Atlantic City.
Yeah, in Atlantic City. What was it like for you to go down to Mexico and go down to the Dominican Republic and be able to experience that coach, those coaches, and get that work?
Honestly, it's all God willing. You know what I mean? It was a great experience. You know what I mean? It's just crazy to be boxing in a bar or boxing in a backyard damn near. So, you know what I mean? I got that experience and then boxing in Atlantic City, that was a great experience because everyone was like, man, you've been boxing in out of the country in these different states, I mean, different countries, and will you amount to be something? You know what I mean? I'm like, man, I play football. I was a D1 athlete, and I live up to that, to the lights, you know what I mean? So I perform under the lights at my best, you know what I mean? So I honestly feel like preparing and fighting in Mexico and DR actually prepared me to prevail, you know what I mean, from where I'm at now. I'm not done yet either.
Did you get a lot of love from the Mexican or the Dominican people? I know the Mexican people are huge fight fans. So I'm sure you probably were walking into the ring every fight getting booed, but
nah.
Really?
Nah, I actually wasn't. I was honestly I'm a good person and people could feel that, you know what I mean? So I would always bring people with me, and by the time I'm done fighting, they would be cheering even more than what they were before, you know what I mean?
So, Kurt, man, I see that you have a picture here with Terrence Crawford. Was this at the Top Rank gym that you posted?
That's Snack.
Oh, that's Snack gym.
That's a Snack. Yeah, that's a Snack gym.
So you just worked alongside, or did you get to spar?
Nah, actually, I sparred Devin. It was about 10 rounds with Dev.
Wow, and, straight?
Yeah, 10 rounds straight, yeah.
That was your first time sparring Devin?
No, it was that was the second day we sparred, you know what I mean?
But this time flying out to Vegas has been your first time sparring with him?
No, we started off in San Francisco from there. And then we flew to Vegas.
Oh, wow. So you must have made a good impression that they flew you from San Francisco to Vegas.
Stayed in the gym, you know what I mean? So, obviously, I guess I did. You know what I mean? My job is just to go in there and do what I have to do. You know what I mean? If I got to help people out. He's also a Muslim brother, so I actually helped him out in that aspect too.
So what was it like for you during Ramadan? Obviously Ramadan has now concluded, but what was it like for you during Ramadan being a Muslim fighter? We had Abdullah Mason in here, and he fought on the Shakur undercard, and so Ramadan ended Sunday, correct?
Correct.
Right, so he was like, I'm not eating, during the day or anything like that. So what was it like for you, and how are you able to, still manage and maintain during Ramadan?
Honestly, it's just about the mindset, you know what I mean? The first 2 days are hard, of course, but once you make it past that, it's just the whole mindset, you know what I mean? Because then you put in your mind, like, nobody could – if I'm not eating and I'm still performing at my best, you know what I mean? So when you're in the ring, nothing could stop you. But Allah, and that's how I feel. Where it was nothing. Like it was the best experience because, like, not many people know that when you're hungry and you're like starving, that's when you become in a different mindset. You become in the hunger mindset. You're instead of being a prey, you're the predator.
So you feel like it almost brings out the best in you.
I know it does. It for sure it does. You know what I mean?
Okay, absolutely. Yeah. Now, that experience with Devin, obviously training alongside Terrence, being in a facility like Snack, what was that like for you? And, how much were you able to learn from, that experience, top-level guys?
I learned a lot, just from this whole experience, I learned not to talk less and listen more, and that's when you learn the most in life, And just seeing Terrence teach other people and picking up the stuff that he's teaching other people, that's what I was learning. And I actually seeing Shakur and all them working, it was actually like a blessing because, I manifested so many things in life and all these things are coming true, like working out at the Top Rank gym and just being alongside of these top guys. And I'm telling myself, I prayed on this and I manifested it and I belong with these top guys, Only thing is just being seen and I don't even have to worry about that because patience is a virtue when it comes to that.
No, definitely. So being so young in your career, 7-0, first six fights, being outside of the country, for those who may not be familiar with you and are maybe hearing your name for the first time, describe your style to the fight fan, 7-0 with 5 KOs. So obviously you possess power. Your last opponent, you got him out of there in the second round, even though he was far more experienced than you. Winning record and everything. So describe your style. How would you describe your style to the fight fan who's getting to know you for the first time? Who is Kurt Scooby?
Man, Kurt Scooby is a humble man, you know what I mean? And to be speaking on myself is I can't really do that. You gotta come to the fights and show up, you know what I mean? And that's a part of selling myself. And I truly believe when you see me fight, then you'll be like become a more of a fan than your favorite boxer, to be honest.
Scoob, man. So how'd you link up with DeMichaels?
This is crazy because I've always seen DeMichael on Instagram, you know what I mean? And we actually met up in San Francisco. And from there, we was like, man, that's my man's night now, you know what I mean? Cause he's a good soul, good, genuine dude, you know what I mean? So we were, every day that we weren't sparring, we were working out. We were training like it was our training camp, you know what I mean? So That's what I brought to him. Like, hey, bro, we got to train. We got to do the things we got to do because at the end of the day, he's preparing for a fight, but we're preparing for a fight as well. You know what I mean?
For sure. In your time at Bones Adams, did you ever get to spar a guy by the name of Abram Martinez, one of Bones' guys? Nah.
We can get to work.
Yeah. He's another, he's 40 at 40. Pounder, I believe 10-1 or 9-1, mm-hmm. Something like that. So, but you were talking about putting in that work as if you were in camp, as if you were preparing for your own fight. We've spent a lot of time with Devin throughout his camps, and one thing that we see day in, day out is obviously the work ethic and you know, the dedication in the gym.
Right.
Do you feel that they being Terrence and Devin and Amari out there when you guys were getting that work, do you feel that they kind of brought the best out of you, you know, brought you to another level to where you like, damn, like I got to make every workout like this because that's how they're doing it?
Nah, not really. To be honest, man, I don't really compete against others or let other people change my environment. I train every day, like I guess my last day of living, you know what I mean? And that's the way of that's what I bring to the table. You know what I mean? That's how you have to do. When you start competing against other people, then that's when your whole system's thrown off because you're not worried about yourself.
Mm. Mm. No, definitely. So I was, you know, bringing that up, but also kind of curious, you know, you were last in the ring, you know, in March. Do you have maybe a date? I know it's only been a little over a month, but, you know, do you have maybe a potential date, you know, in mind or anything that you're hearing?
Yo, honestly, I think it's June or July, but I'm ready whenever. You know what I mean? I stay ready, so I have to get ready. And I know that term is overused, but I truly believe in that. And, you know what I mean, to go 10 rounds in a training camp with somebody else, I mean, I think I truly am ready. You know what I mean? I can fight tomorrow.
So do you have any relations with Greg Cohen Promotions? Because I believe.
I actually don't.
Oh, okay. Because I believe.
I think that's DeMichael, yeah.
Yeah, that's DeMichael's peoples. And, you know, I just assume. But like you said, you just met DeMichael's as well, is what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Wow.
But honestly, I don't mean to curse, but it's just for like, I've known him for my whole life. You know what I mean?
Wow.
That's how we were operating. Because I'm telling you, once you get around good souls and your energy, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely just everything to be good. You know what I mean? From there.
140-pound division right now, in my opinion, is a pretty open division. You know, Josh Taylor is still the undisputed champion, and he just defended that undisputed crown against Jack Catterall. But it seems everything indicating that he is moving to welterweight. Does that kind of bring you more hope, more energy, more, I don't know, knowing that, hey, those belts are there for
motivation.
Yeah, motivation. Like those
boss.
Those.
I don't worry about none of that. It comes within, you know what I mean? I have a daughter to worry about, and that's my motivation. I don't worry about belts. I don't worry about none of that. I fight for my legacy. I don't fight for the O, you know what I mean? And that's the difference between me and all these other fighters. I'm not one of these clout people. I got these two chains, but these were gifted, you know what I mean? And I'm not worried about none of that. I'm just staying in my lane, and things will come to me as then.
Let me ask you, being as though you're training with Don Saxby, did you spar with his other fighter, Les Pierre?
Oh, yeah, that's my guy, too. Yo, I be getting rounds with everybody, you know what I mean? And it's all within, you know what I mean? Like I said, sparring stays in between. But, Les Pierre is cold, so I like working with him a lot. Cold dude, man.
And have you been able to pick the brain of former, I don't know how many division champ, but mini Mike Tyson, Joan Guzman? Because you're out of Gleason's, I'm assuming, with Don, right?
One thing about me is, I don't know if you've seen me last time, but I always carry a notebook. I'm always carrying a notebook, and people think I'm weird because when they say some wise stuff, I'm in my notebook writing it down. And look at me like, I was at Top Rank, and everything that everybody was saying, oh, shoot, can you hear me?
Yeah, no, we can't see you.
Yeah, so everything that everybody was saying, Al Mitchell, Kay Karuma, Terrence, I was writing down. I was in my journals writing it down. Everybody was looking at me like, this guy is weird. Not knowing that that's the true knowledge. When you write things down, that's when you pick up things, you know what I mean? So when John Guzman talks, I'm writing it down or I'm storing it or I'm writing them in my phone, you know what I mean? And it's crazy just to pick up knowledge like that, you know what I mean? And Mini Mike Tyson, Duane Guzman, man, that dude is cold. But I got a cold coach too, Leon Cat Taylor and Don Saxby.
No, absolutely. I think that's the
Leon. Is that the guy with like the ah? He got a raspy voice. He got the raspy voice. He's training a Puerto Rican girl now, right? She's brand new, but she's been in Gleason's for like 4 years. She's Puerto Rican, fair skin.
Melissa?
I'm gonna look it up, but she normally spars with like Alicia Napoleon. She's definitely not under 140.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I gotta do this. I'm not sure. I'm there all the time. I don't remember the Puerto Rican girl.
Scoob, I gotta ask, man, who is a photographer? Because some of these pictures are crazy. Like you have a picture from September of last year. You getting your hand raised and my man's is lying dead on the ground. Like your photographer.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, whoever got these pictures, like how has that not been censored? Like my man's is literally laying there lifeless. It's crazy.
Nah, that was I got a role for Power, you know what I mean? The show Power.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. So yeah, I got a role for that whole little aspect. And like I said, I just relax and stay calm and pray and things come to me. You know what I mean?
How did that come about? That's pretty dope.
Just being at Gleason's and I didn't even try out for the role. I was just hitting the bag and it was like everybody else was trying out for the role and I ended up just hitting the bag and was just chilling. And the guy walks up to me and skips to everybody else and like, hey, like without even trying out, he was like, you want to be in the show Power? I was like, I mean, sure. You know what I mean? I was, of course. And then he was like, you don't even need to try out. Just I'll see you tomorrow. I'm signing up for SAG. I think that's the name of it. Sign me up for that. And it was a go from there. I was like, all right, this is it. You know what I mean? I like it.
So has that aired? Because I watched Power. I don't remember a boxing scene in it. Has that aired?
Yeah, it was in Raising Canaan.
Mm. Oh, the Raising Canaan. So the
yeah.
Raising Canaan. So that's not on no more. I'm going to have to go back and check it out because
check it out.
I'm like, bro, I watch all that shit, but you know.
Yeah. You and me both.
You
I'm
know.
On Ozark right now. So
oh, nice. I like Ozark.
What's in your playlist? What gets you going? Like when you in the gym, what do you like to be listening to? What gets you going?
Some Sam Cooke.
Really?
Wow.
Yo, that give me, that's what I'm walking out to next. I shouldn't even said that, but I surprised you, but. Yeah, that's my go-to, Sam Cooke, Chain Gang.
That's crazy. I used to listen. It's weird. I used to listen to Sam Cooke before I would play ping pong.
Oh yeah,
I was playing ping pong competitively for a little bit, and it was always Sam Cooke. I don't know why. It was always Sam Cooke.
It's soothing, man. It's a very soothing voice, and he's speaking some real facts too. You know what
absolutely,
I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely.
My grandma used to play that when every Saturday and Sunday is when we used to clean the house. So it's like when I'm in the gym, I'm cleaning the house. You know what I mean? You got to sweep the floor in order for it to be clean, but the next day it still might be dirty. So you got to keep sweeping it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I want to talk about your days at Azusa Pacific, you know, playing D3 mm-hmm. ball. What was that experience like? And, mm-hmm. you know, when did you realize, like, it's not going to be football? Like, you know,
I actually went to Fresno State and then left Fresno State to go to the Pacific, you know what I mean? Where, honestly, I knew football was like my way to get to college, you know what I mean? You got to use your resources where
absolutely.
I knew that my football ability was my way to get to college, you know what I mean? And that was my way to get out of trouble, too. So I used that to help me see the world, you know what I mean? Because when you're in football, you travel the world. The same with boxing. You do good, you travel the world, you know what I mean? And I knew I didn't want to be in trouble. I didn't want to be one of those troublemakers. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a baller. I'm going to do my stuff on the football field, and I'm going to travel the world. So I don't got to be in a city getting in trouble, you know what I mean, or looking over my shoulder.
What was the biggest thing that college football taught you, you know, in your days that you still use to this day in boxing?
That this is all a business at the end of the day. It's not for fun as we used to play these games or play football as a kid. It used to be fun. But now this is a business, you know what I mean? So when you come into any aspect of boxing or football, you just got to know that at the end of the day, this coach has to feed his family too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, Scoop, is that genetics, football, or what? Were you always, because you seem like physically like you were ready for a fight right then and there. You're pretty low body fat. So is that genetics? Is that from your early years in football? What do you attribute it to?
Honestly, you should see my grandpa. My grandpa had 18-inch arms when he was, 15? It's genetics, man, and the knuckles. My family got some huge knuckles, so you know what I'm saying? It's for sure genetics.
Okay.
I train hard, you know what I mean? There's really not really days off, and if there is a day off, I'm fighting to not take that day off, you know?
Mm-hmm. And did you, I know he asked you, was there anything you took from football, but, we like to ask people, do you think being in shape for football means you're in shape for boxing? And what are some of the differences?
No, not. There's no way. Football is you're lifting. Football, you can do 3 days, you know what I mean? Because you can rest. There's not really a time period where you're, going all the time. You know what I mean? Boxing, you need rest. I didn't realize that. I try to bring the same mindset to boxing. And you need to legit rest before you do anything. So I can't really do the 3 days or the 4 days I used to do. Now I'm over here doing one a day and taking a nap and watching a film, you know?
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Did you bring any of that running from football into boxing? Did it make, because, you know, there's allegedly, not that every boxer runs miles, but, you know, that's kind of synonymous with boxing, running. So was that transition easy for you, or was the running even different than the running in football?
When it's hard work, all work is easy work. You know what I mean? So there's no such thing as a hardship for me anymore. You know what I mean? Because like I said, I'm mentally right where everything happens for a reason. You know what I mean? And me coming to football, and if it's, you know what I mean? All this stuff is easy for me now. You know what I mean?
For sure.
I got to ask, you know, I see you got pictures with your daughter back when you was playing football and now you're boxing. Does she understand what daddy does, and does she knows that, you're literally fighting?
That's why I got the LEO on my belt, on my waist trainer. Not waist trainer, sorry. On my trunks, you know what I mean? Because she knows. That's what I do it for. I don't do it for anybody else, you know what I mean? I do it for her, and that's my motivation.
No, it should be, right?
Well, Scoop, man, give out your social media. If anybody that isn't following you can do so. We want to obviously thank you once again for coming on the show. We appreciate it. And we want to continue to follow your career and the career of your trainer, Don Saxby, as well. So please keep us up to date whenever you get notified of your next fight so that we can break that news here on TBV, the Boxing Voice.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, guys. And everybody follow me on Channel 2 Scoop. It's on the right here somewhere.
Yes, so
follow that and tap in. And, you know, everybody stay motivated and just give thanks that, you know what I'm saying, you woke up and you're seeing a light of day. Not many people get to see that. So just always give thanks when you wake up.
Yes, sir.
All right, Scoop, man. Thank you so much. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Up and coming prospect, Kurt Scooby. Next up. At about 8 p.m., we were able to slide in big super heavyweight Christian Thun in the building.
8 a.m. Pacific.
What did I say?
8 p.m. Okay. We don't want the people waiting 12 hours.
No, we don't.
A lot of stuff going on.
That's not what we want.
So,
but there was a $10 cash app. Sent it to Bo. It was from who, Bo? Chuck Supremacy. He says, experience the ring with Ring Walk Danny. So he really wants his to get picked because he went 10, not 199.
I like that.
And he get a spin.
And he gets 2 entries into the
round.
Brandon Lynn says ringside with Ring Walk Danny. And then parentheses, he says, send my clips. I'll send you clips when you stop timing people out, Brandon.
And then
we got Chingon Sass with the $5 super chat. Abe says, Bo, Be sure to take the red cup to my homegirl, Nika.
We got it. We got it. I got it in the corner. Look, he brought it. Ken don't know how to switch cameras, man. He just sits there.
All right. Oh. Toss me the cup. Toss me the cup. Boop. Here you go, Abe. All right, Bo. Back to you. Boop. All right.
All right.
So we also have Luke these guys. We also do not have any more Super Chats because that was the last one.
All right.
Make sure to please hit that thumbs up button. Hit that notification bell. Hit the subscribe button. We are now only 30 away from 137,000.
Damn! Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. We need a new poll. What's going to be the new poll? What's going to be the new poll?
Oh.
Now we're going to get a stripper pole in the new building.
Word.
They said that.
And a punching machine.
And a punching machine.
So Christian Thun is on the way.
He is on the way.
I asked Keyshawn Davis if he would hit the punching machine if we had it. He said, of course. But if he don't hit at least a 900,
we
got to
keep recording.
He like just pretend to.
Yo, you seen Clarissa got like a 900?
Yeah, I did see that.
I wanna hit it myself. Have like different people hit it just to see how accurate it is. You know what I'm saying? Because I be feeling like it's kind of rigged sometimes.
Damn, Brandon did the post for Scoob super late. Call you super late face. Was there any pictures there? None. No questions for nobody.
No questions for nobody. Who do we
All
have
right,
in
we
the
got callers.
Yep.
We got callers. That's Oscar. Let's go to Oscar. Oscar. There you go. Shout out to Key and knowing who Oscar is. You're learning like me. What up, Oscar?
What's up? What's up, Lewis? What's up, Danny? What's up, Bo? Yeah, go ahead and I'm feeding my crow for Valdez. I wasn't here yesterday, so I couldn't get that.
Say it again?
But no crow for Taylor. I picked Taylor. You know what I mean? I don't think it was a robbery. I thought she controlled the beginning and the end. That's my opinion. But it looked like your boy Shakur was kind of lacing Valdez, and I think that's what Valdez was getting mad about, man. I don't know if you've seen that. He kept touching him with the jab, throwing it out there, but it looked like he was lacing his face. So all that. But what's the topic today?
Earl and Crawford's Twitter beef plus fight week, Canelo Bevo.
Oh, you already know how I got Canelo. Well, that Twitter beef, that's good because for a long time it was one-sided, right? It was only Crawford saying stuff and Errol didn't really say nothing. So it's good. So that makes you really think that it's possible that it really is going to happen. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't know about possible, but you know, I mean, it's possible. We'll see.
Nah, but that's all I got. Shout out to all my sanitation workers out there. Clean up the world. Have a good day.
Shout out to you, bro. Thank you. Keep killing it.
All right.
Who next?
Who that? Who next?
And we got the new poll up.
What's the poll, bro?
It is who is currently winning the Twitter beef between
who?
Errol Spence and Bud Crawford. Right now, it's just been listed, so there are no votes, but I'm sure we'll get a lot in a few moments. Well, they start rolling in, and right now we got Bud in the lead at 67%.
You give it a couple minutes, we're going to have hella votes. We already at 16 votes.
It's going fast.
Danny, are you going to pick a winner or what?
At the end of the Terrence Bud Crawford?
No,
for
your name. For
your name.
Experience.
Yo, nine.
Your
ring
walk.
Yeah, so let's remind everybody. So we are doing $2 Super Chats. If anybody has ideas with a name for, you know, our segment that we're doing at the fights, two episodes out from the Shakur Stevenson fight, you know, me talking to fans, interacting with fans, fighters, trainers, things of such. So interview with Raiders owner Mark Davis is on there. Yo, what's my man's LeBron's name that was with Adele or is with Adele?
Your man LeBron.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah, he's with Maverick Carter, right?
Yeah, Maverick.
Yeah.
Rich Paul.
What's the guy that's with Adele? The guy that's with Adele, bro. The guy that's with Adele. That's LeBron's man's in them. I just interviewed him. Maverick who?
Maverick
Carter. Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's what I was saying.
Who?
So definitely, you dickhead,
bro. Why are you talking about these sports? I don't know nothing about.
You need to get a fighter.
I don't know nothing about
but
those
I'm talking
folks.
About them because they're attending, you know, one of the biggest fights of the year. So, you know, Ringwald got out there, made those connections. You don't know who these people are. You don't know.
Yo, you seen your man Malik?
Yes, Malik.
I know he's your new man's now.
Malik, my guy. So, Malik, what
we doing?
He got
you looking good.
Yo, Malik, what we doing is we doing a giveaway, a raffle. So what we doing is whoever come up with the best
name
for our little segment that we did at the fights.
Yeah, you got him. You got him soup. His hair's swole now. He got all these comments and shit.
It happened on accident, though. I keep telling them, like, we wasn't trying to do that. You know,
One person came up, then ten people came up.
Nesta is claiming I was at the fights kissing babies. I was not kissing babies.
Yeah, man.
But it was, you know.
You was getting shit politically correct for us, man. You was out there, you know, shaking hands, kissing babies, taking pics, man.
Oh, so I got it mixed up. Obviously, besides them being different people.
The one who dates Adele and Maverick Carter is the one who does the show with Bron.
So
we were both kind of right.
So who I was interviewing?
You was interviewing Maverick.
I thought it was Maverick, so he ain't the one with Adele.
My
bad. I don't want to start no rumors now. TMZ going to be on my ass.
The chat's saying both names, though.
Yeah, is Adele overweight?
Not anymore.
She got fine on
them. Yeah, she went through like a drastic like weight loss journey.
Oh, so she had what's that called?
No. I think she like just dieted and worked out for.
Oh,
like,
she just starved herself like Danny
she
didn't eat for a few days.
So I am sorry. It was not Rich Paul who I interviewed. It was indeed Maverick Carter. But wouldn't say interview. He just commented on the fight and he said that Shakur beats Devin and Javante.
Oh, I seen that. That dude, he didn't even turn his back. Fuck that dude.
No, he did turn around, and then he turned back around.
Exactly.
You know,
busy man.
He was whack. He didn't even stop.
He important person.
Yo, don't you got Floyd Diaz's number, man? Give it to Bo.
I don't have it.
Yes, you do. I purposely told you to get it from his dad
day. But I gotta hit him back up. You know I didn't save it, bro. Come on. Why is he doing me like that?
Bro.
You know I didn't save the number. But
these are the numbers we need in the clutch.
I know
for them
That was before I started saving numbers in my life. I used to not save numbers.
Let me go ahead and take this time to make a post for my man Christian in case any of our Patreons want to drop him a question.
Christian Thun, you mean? The heavyweight?
The heavyweight.
Yeah.
Yo, he's big as hell,
big
bro.
Big as fuck, let me tell you.
I've never been in the ring with someone that big. And he was hitting them jabs and one-twos. I was like, damn. It was too much power on him
coming out.
Bro, look at this fucking video. Let me get a screen share. Hold on. Let me get a screen share.
Too much power on him.
Right here. Boom. He's bigger than Tyson. Look, Tyson is getting on his tippy toes. He's bigger than Tyson Fury, bro.
No wonder.
Well, taller.
And then did you ever tell them about when we went to, I don't know if it was City F. No, it was one gym we went to and they said.
Don't even mention.
They said Castillo broke the heavy bag.
Oh, yeah, that was Split T Gym.
Yeah, they had a heavy bag that had burst, and they mentioned that was from Castillo Clayton's work.
Mr. Clayton. He did it.
Mr. Clayton. Yo, so did you call Christian Thun's fight or his fight in Buckhead, Ness?
I don't remember. I don't remember seeing him there. What day was that? Was it August
November.
Or July?
November.
Nah.
Okay. Yeah, because he fought in Buckhead in November. I was just curious. I know. What about... You never caught nothing in Daytona Beach?
Florida. That was Myrtle Beach
I was in. That's right.
Murder.
We got Alec L. with the $5 Super Chat says, did you see Canelo shaking hands like De Niro and Goodfellas when he arrived at Valdez versus Stevenson fight?
Seen when he arrived. We seen him come in with the silk pajama suit on. We just knew you had the same.
That's why he lost. Yeah. That's why he lost against Shakur for wearing silk pajamas. You slept on him.
Ooh.
Know what I'm saying?
No, that was Canelo with the silk pajamas.
And that's my point. And what you think, what did Shakur say? I beat Canelo and Oscar and Eddie Reynoso.
So I guess he beat Bud then when he beat Jermell?
Listen, you can be mad all you want.
I'm not mad. I'm asking
he
you.
He beat Canelo, and Canelo.
So did he beat
it's
Bud?
Canelo
did
fault.
He beat Bud when he beat
it's
Jermell?
It's Canelo fault because Canelo the one came in there sleeping on him with silk pajamas.
Man, I'm about to sleep you saying this nonsense. Talking about this Canelo's fault, man. What's wrong with you?
Yo. Who's posting while we live right now?
Who's posting while
we
live?
Is you posting, Bo?
What's that? The Kurt Scoob? The repost
know.
From
I don't
his
know.
Coach?
Somebody text me like, yo, whoever's posting while you live doing a good job.
That's me then.
Oh. They also said whoever posting while you live misspelled shit.
No.
Angel?
That's no. Nasty.
What was the misspell?
I'm fucking with you.
It's a team, though. It's a team. I'm learning on the job. I'm learning from a lot from Ness. I see a lot of tasks that he's handling at the same time, and I'm trying to, like...
Like, think, right now, I'm literally yeah. posting.
You can't stop him, though. So, I think forever you're going to be doing stuff, but it's still good. It's still
yeah,
good.
No, I
it's
can't, man. I'm addicted. I was being interviewed yesterday, and I was saying that. Like, what am I going to do? Like, if everybody did what I had to do, what the hell am I going to do? I'm going to be bored. Keep...
Nah,
straight
need,
up.
But you should relax a little bit from time to time. Just like you be telling me to relax, even though I'm in the middle of working.
I can't
you,
relax till we
no,
a milli.
But when you relax, you'll be able to think clearer thoughts as well, though. So you'll be able to think clearer thoughts and be able to get them good ideas up out of you.
Damn, his name is Hurricane Season. Is he undefeated? Let's Google him.
We got $2 Super Chat from LV Slugger. He says, Rich Paul, the one with Adele, not Maverick. 100 emoji.
So he's from Germany, and he's 8-0, 6 KOs. He just fought in March 25th.
Just fought March, and then he...
He fought Jason Burgum. That's a common opponent.
Wilder?
Wilder and maybe Mike Black.
Bomb Squad!
Cassius Chaney.
I've seen him.
What? Oh, Cassius Chaney fought Burgum, too?
Frank Sanchez.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So what did Christian Dunn do
Parker.
To him or with him?
He did what he had to do.
Man, I seen him laying a smack like a George Foreman like beat down, just overwhelming
he's
somebody with size
He's usually in Florida, so like I we gotta ask. I think he was brought out here to spar with Tony Yoka. To be honest with you,
I thought he was in L.A. because I seen a picture he posted from like from California somewhere.
I know he lives in Florida or has spent time in Florida because when I was out there.
Miami, right?
Yeah, when I was out there, I used to bump into him. Listen, if you're not a patron of TBV, you're doing yourself a disservice. Right now, we have questions for Christian Thun, the super heavyweight. We have questions for the grandson of Muhammad Ali, Nico Ali. We have questions for Ak and Barak, who will be joining us this weekend. We have questions for Yo Elvis Gomez, who is rescheduled. And we have questions for Brian Mendoza, Dillian Lamenaza Caputillo.
Should we end the ring walk, thing? We haven't really been getting any more.
Mm-hmm.
So should we end it and...
What you like best, Danny? You know what I'm saying? Because it's you and your specific segment. So what you like best?
Well, I would have to... I'm going to say this. There wasn't one that I was like, I could take it and use it without changing it, right? But there was some that I liked more than others. And, I can tell you better when Nesta lets me see the Super Chat page. Or can I pull that up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Go into the TBV and then go to...
Okay. Now, where I'm going, champ.
Keep going. Let me see when you get in. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. We should be joined with our go right there to monetization. Now go to super. And now you always got the list.
And at the end of the show, I've been in talks with Carlos Adamez.
Why
so.
Don't show? What it says there? Hit the refresh. Why it don't show it up there?
When it's over, I gotta get our team translator, Ringwalk Danny, to actually respond to Carlos because I'm not that good with the Spanish. Killing it. Every gym, every interview.
No,
the bilingual.
Danny
Alvarez.
That's so strange. It says no super chats for you over there.
Nah, check your messages. But, bro, look, obviously we got to help each other. So right. You don't speak the Spanish. So Bo will call me like, hey, I got you on the other phone. I'm about an audio message. Just speak clearly into your microphone so they could hear you through, you know, so we'd be sending audio messages that way.
And then I had to get to find the Mexican hood the other day.
Bro, Bo calls me. I'm asleep. Talking about, yo, where's the Mexican hood?
That's the gorilla hustle.
And I'm like, bro, I really didn't know what to tell you. So I'm like, well, I used to mess with this girl that lived over on this intersection. There was a lot of Mexicans over there. Go check over there. And I wasn't too far off, right? Mexican hood was in that neighborhood.
Within, I say, once I got to the intersection you mentioned to me, it was probably like 2 to 5 minutes. And I had found like a swap meet and went in there, and it was everything I was looking for and more.
I
got the lady's contact and everything because she got good stuff. Christian Thun is calling me now, so let me step out.
All right.
Danny, you should be able to look at it now. Everything should be good to go.
Oh, there we go, there we go, there we go. Pow, pow, pow. All right, so give me a sec. We will get that.
Looks like we might have... No, you guys just did that Super Chat. Then that was LV Slugger Super Chat, right?
What's today, the 3rd?
Today is the 3rd of May. We already in May.
So, I'm going to be honest with you, Ness.
What's up?
There was some good super chats. Mm-hmm. There was some good suggestions.
Mm-hmm. Which one you going with? What's it going to be?
I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it. I got to go with Super Max, bro.
The mister?
Nah, not the mister. But I like the fact that, you know, I like having the TBV Presents.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Ring Walks with... Damn, this is hard, man. This is hard. Man, yeah, this is hard, champ.
You can do it.
I'm going with Supermax. I mean, which one's your favorite? Because obviously I think it should be a team decision.
I mean, let's see. We're going to read them out. First one from top to bottom. Looks like Brandon Lenz, Ring Walk with Danny.
Ringside with
Ring Walk. Oh, yes, Ringside with Ring Walk Danny.
I don't know that I like that.
Next one.
The TBV experience with Danny Alvarez, and obviously you said
I'm not really feeling the TBV experience. Buenos dias, spin that wheel, Bo.
Supermax that says TBV presents Ring Walks with Mr. Daniel Alvarez. We got Oscar that says the Ring Walk experience with Daniel Alvarez. We got Big Nick, the Ring Walk with Danny Alvarez. Omar, Ring Walk, the Walk with Danny Alvarez. Donald Banks.
Box and Talk with your boy.
Ring Walk.
Ring Walk. Ring Walk experience with Danny Alvarez from Tony Salgado. Stepping Up with Ring Walk Danny, Chick Chickarelli. The Ring Walk experience. I think I like that. The Ring Walk experience with Danny Alvarez.
No, who said Ring Walk with Danny? Who said that? That's the best one.
I don't think they have
it. No. It was a cash app, bro. Somebody cashed after you, and they said a Ring Walk with Danny. They cashed after you like $5, I think, or some shit.
Speaking of cash app, Hawk says TBV at the fight with Ring Walk Danny. Chuck said, experience the ring with Ring Walk Danny.
Who said TBV at the fight with Ring Walk Danny?
Hawk and Marilyn.
Ooh, that's a good one. What you think about that one, TBV at the fight?
I mean, I get it. If I was selfish, I would want TBV at the fight, but it's Danny. It's you. So it should be like, I like the Ring Walk experience with Danny Alvarez, but we are ready for our second guest of the day.
We will decide on this after.
After we finish talking to super heavyweight
Christian Thun,
who made Tyson Fury look like a little boy next to him, man. Sheesh.
Said, you're little.
Oh, shit.
Bro, he's
big man. Big man.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought he was going to hit his head there.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, you're so tall.
What a setup you guys have here.
Thank you. Thank you, man, for coming in early. And late notice, too.
Ah, don't worry, man. Late notice is our specialty.
Wow, you're so huge, bro. Austin, are you ready for that shot?
Yeah.
You got to adjust it. So, Christian, man, you're from Germany.
Yeah, that's right.
How long have you been in America?
Well, it's a bit more complicated because my father is German.
Okay.
My mother is Italian. I was born in Germany. I spent about 6 years in Germany. I then moved to Italy with my mom. And then when I was 13, we moved to the UK.
Oh, wow.
Mm. What part in the UK?
London. East London, Canning Town.
And then when did you get to Miami?
First, when I turned pro, I actually moved to Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah, I was training in Alabama.
With who? With Wilder?
Yeah, well, I was training with David Godber, who was Deontay Wilder's amateur coach.
Uh-huh.
And obviously still very closely affiliated. Deontay Wilder trained at Sky Boxing in Tuscaloosa. I used to train at Round One Boxing in Birmingham.
So that's about an hour away.
Yeah, but we used to go there all the time.
Yeah?
I sparred Deontay. As a matter of fact, he broke his right hand on my elbow. This is why the Fury fight got postponed by a couple of months. Fury 1 fight. But great experience, you know. And then in about 2019, before the pandemic, I moved to Miami.
Wow. So you are very big. I thought Fury was 6'9". It seems like you're taller than Fury, or is that just the picture you guys have on Instagram that shows that way?
I would say we're similar. I'm probably full-blown 6'9". He's more like probably 6'8" and a half, you know. We're talking about an inch more or less. So, yeah.
But you also look fuller than him, right? You think you...
We got this screen share here of the video, yourself, Tyson, Fury, side by side. Yeah. And we see Tyson in the beginning kind of get on his tippy toes a little bit to seem maybe taller than you.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because in his last fight, he was 266. I was like, damn, so light. It's not that I would struggle to make that because I even fought at 255. But still, he's probably just, you know, one size smaller.
Mm.
If it'd be a shoe, I'd be size 13. It'd be 12 and a half.
So this was you trying to get a Lucas Brown fight.
Yeah, the Lucas Brown fight was actually all set up and signed for, and everything was done. Unfortunately, that didn't fall through.
What happened exactly? Because I'm pretty sure Lucas Brown has a fight now scheduled.
Yeah, well, this was actually, believe it or not, 1 year ago.
Oh, wow.
Incredible how time flies. This was back in the day I was working with a manager that essentially wanted to become a promoter. And, you know, the promotional business is a little bit more complicated than what it looks like.
So, wait, you're saying that the fight was signed.
The fight was signed.
But a year ago, you were like 4-0.
No, a year ago, I was probably 5-0 this time.
Okay.
So, Lucas is scheduled to fight Junior Fa on the Cambosos Haney undercard. He's going to be going to Australia for as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a good
I'm sure you know Junior Fa from your time at Wilders, right?
Yeah.
I figured.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he was going to do better with Joseph Parker. How about you?
I also thought he was going to do better.
Yeah.
But, you know, Joseph is actually, I mean, once again, Joseph's a great fighter.
Mm-hmm.
He really is, you know, up there. Junior Fa was kind of at prospect level.
He was.
Whereas Joseph Parker truly is.
Former world champion, without a doubt.
Champion level, you know. He can hang in there with anybody and give anybody a tough night.
So when you said you left Germany at 6, moved to Italy, then to the UK, and then finally to the US, where would you say, your father being German, your mother being Italian, where do you feel, what do you claim more? Is it pretty even for you?
You know, that's a funny question because I truly think I'm half German-Italian, but I love the UK and I love the USA. I'm now in the process of getting my green card. I hopefully get it next month. Once I get it, I'm going to turn up there with the USA suit and everything. You know? Like Arnold Schwarzenegger. So, jokes aside, I'm just like a mixture, really. You know, I'm from this planet, I guess. I don't really have any real association to any one particular country. All four of them, even the USA for me.
Is a donor, is that considered a German food?
Sorry?
Döner.
Well, yeah. Döner is actually Turkish food. But there are so many Turkish people in Germany. They moved to Germany in the 1950s after the war to build up Germany again. And, you know, it's technically Turkish food, but it's like daily German stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They have out in Cali, they have a really good Döner joint in Venice Beach. I forgot the name of it. I think like Döner Bros or something like that.
Okay.
That's like real good. Like,
have you found any here in Vegas?
No. Actually, well, I haven't found a Döner. I found a Lebanese spot somewhere. It's called Parsley and something.
Mm.
We used to go there all the time last year when we were here. And this year we said, okay, let's go and like really like munch something. Let's go eat some. And then we found it like, and went there. It's pretty good. They give you rolls like this big. I mean, like, seriously. Mm. You know, but you know, they're very good. Even my coach, that's the only bit smaller son, they just saw me devour the entire thing because they really are good.
Yeah, I actually spent about 16 hours in Germany.
Oh, wow.
K-Town.
K-Town?
Yeah, next to Ramstein.
Okay.
Yeah,
Germany.
Yeah, I was Air Force. Air Force.
Oh, wow.
So I got to go and, you know, have a donor and have a couple drinks out there. And,
You know what? You know what's interesting? My mother, or rather my city in Italy, is called Vicenza.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you know it. Vicenza, the 167th whatever airborne state.
Oh, yes.
And my mother used to even work at the U.S. Army base.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up, for me, I was like one of the first kind of Italian kids celebrating Halloween, 4th of July.
Nice.
So for me, I was really Americanized at a very young age because my mom worked at the base, so we had access to the base. I was always invited to, you know, the 4th of July event. I mean, I'm talking, I was 11, 12. You know, for me, it was just like go there and just play with kids and
right.
do a whole, kind of, whole bunch of nonsense. But since a very young age, you know, I always loved this American flair and, you know, lifestyle and everything. It was pretty cool.
So you said you applied for your green card. Hopefully next month you'll receive it.
Well, on the 11th, I have to quickly fly back to Miami. I have some picture thing to do. Like I think it's called the biometrics or something. And, you know, probably in about a month's time, I should finally have it.
So that being said, would you want to settle, you know, reside, like settle down in Miami now?
Yeah.
So Miami's the location for you.
You know, I actually have to say that Vegas for boxing, I always thought Miami is not just as good, but similarly good. Because actually there is quite a bit of boxing in Miami too, but it doesn't compare to Vegas. Once again, we came here. And I mean, look at the opportunities, you know, I'm here with you guys now. You meet all kinds of people. I was, you know, like a few days ago, I was at Whole Foods. I met Nate Diaz there. A few days ago, I was at Whole Foods again. Whole Foods seems to be the spot for fighters. I met Kobra Pulev, his brother, Terrible, manager, whom I knew so many years. So you just meet so many people.
Larry Holmes was in the gym.
Larry Holmes was in the gym. So it's really just like any day of the weekend, you can just walk into people and make, you know, great connections or just see fights and Vegas the place. So I would really say ideally my ideal world, I like to live and reside in Miami, Florida, is because Miami is in my heart forever. But Vegas, I would say, is probably the place that we're going to spend most of our camps. Maybe 8 weeks before the fight, we come here, do our camp here, train here, it's great sparring. I mean, everyone is here.
Everybody. No.
So you're here specifically to spar with?
Trevor.
Oh, Trevor Bryan, not Tony Yoka.
No.
Did you get some? Because Yoka was in the same gym at Bones Adams not too long ago.
Yeah. No, I actually never even met Yoka. Never even seen
him.
Oh,
wow.
But I've sparred with Trevor, hang on Saturday. We had a couple rounds. It was like our first kind of, well, we sparred in Miami a lot. Funny enough, we are neighbors, more or less, and we moved all the way to Vegas to spar.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, have you, because he was based out of Florida as well.
Yeah. He's still there. Like, his gym is half an hour drive from where I live.
Do you think he's a sleeper?
You know what? I think it's not fair that they have him as an underdog against Daniel Dubois. I think it's a 50-50 fight.
Wow.
Yeah. Trevor Bryan is actually a good boxer. They don't give him much credit for that. He actually is a good boxer. I'd like him to really be in tip-top shape for this fight because when he's in tip-top shape, he can be a problem. Daniel Dubois is going to come in tip-top shape. He's always going to be in some sort of shape. However, you know, Daniel Dubois, in my eyes, he's arguably now growing out from being a kid into being a man now. And you've seen him before, you know, a little bit, I don't want to say quitting, but, you know, against Joe Joyce, you know, he showed some weaknesses, both mentally and also in his boxing. And I hope that Trevor Bryan is a friend of mine, whom I know now since a couple of years, would capitalize on that. By the way, I've sparred Daniel Dubois too many times. I used to box in England. I was the peacock boxing judge.
I hear that you are one of the few men that sparred Fury and AJ
but Fury, AJ, Klitschko, Wilder, Ortiz, but everybody.
Wow.
So that video with you and Fury, oh, well, you just said Fury, yeah. So who have you gotten the most sparring with out of you know, the big heavyweights?
I would have to say AJ probably, because I fought him first in 2013 probably.
Did you ever think he was going to lose any of those two fights?
No. I mean, I would like to see him win all the time. You know, as a matter of fact, I saw him win the Olympics in London. I used to live right next to the Excel Center where the Olympics were held, where the boxing was held. And I went to see, well, I actually didn't see him win because I arrived late. So they had curtains and they didn't want to have me step into the actual place. But I was there and I heard him win. And I was just behind the curtains and I could kind of peek and see. And this was the day I said to myself, man, I one day want to fight this guy. He was growing up in London. He was, you know, also in London. He was truly an inspiration. He was a motivation for me. And I was always a little bit, you know, rooting for him at the end of the day. But rooting for him because I wanted to be the one to beat him.
Mm.
I wanted to be the one to eventually fight him one day. Now, obviously, we have to see what's going to happen with Usyk and many other things.
But how do you think he does in this Usyk rematch?
I think he beat him.
He's getting a lot of time. Do you think this is helping him all this time? Because no fight has been announced yet.
Yeah. Well, apparently they'll be fighting in July in KSA, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. So we'll have to see what's going to happen. But I think he's going to win. You know, it's funny because when you speak about AJ, a two-time world champion, who arguably a year ago was the next best thing since sliced bread. When you speak about AJ, everybody's like, You know, like the little bit like dubious about it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. He didn't perform well on that night. He could have done much better. He could have even fought harder. But still, he's a two-time world champion. He is a unit of a man. When AJ hits you, out of experience, trust me, it's ferocious.
So he's got legit power.
He's got legit power in both hands, and he's a, you know, he's just like a specimen of a man.
Who hits harder, Fury, Wilder, AJ?
Okay, good question. So to break this down, I think AJ's got more power in both hands, and he hits you with like a five-piece, like bum, 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 bum. So overall, I would say when he hits you with like a six-piece combo, you're fucked, excuse my friends. Wilder's right hand is just something else. I mean, when I went to spar him, I said to myself, don't worry about his right hand. You took Klitschko's right hand. You took AJ's right hand. You took all these big right hands. No problem, whatever. He cracked me with a big right hand. First thing that happened, he cut my eye open. I said, me, what's going on?
Holy
here?
Shit!
And then second round,
with the first
me.
One, he cut you.
Well, the first round.
Okay.
The first round.
Did you go down at all? I know sparring stays in sparring,
no.
But I've been there seven times, seven different camps. I just missed you for that camp because you know he does 1 week with, let's say you, then he flies you out, does a whole week of like strength conditioning, brings a whole seven or four.
Yeah.
I mean, excuse me, four more guys out.
Yeah.
So I missed you that time, but I've always seen him put people down.
Never been put
with
down.
With fucking headgear and everything. It's just like, crack. They either got to take a knee or they're like,
you know,
going to the ropes and like, hold up, give me a minute.
Never.
Nice.
Never. He really can hit, like, legit. When he hit me with a first round hand, this is a whole different thing.
Mm.
Like, seriously, everybody listening here, I can guarantee you with the utmost truthfulness, he is just a crazy hitter with his right hand. The left hook, the jab is very snappy and fast. He's got a very decent jab, but the right hand is phenomenal.
Mm.
He knows how to set it up, too. It's not just like a one-hit wonder, because to land that big shot, you need to somewhat, you know, position yourself a certain way. Whereas Tyson Fury, I thought to myself that, you know, he's probably a master boxer, but he might not hit that hard. In reality, he can also crack. Of course, he's a 270-odd-pound man, and I remember once he hit the gym, he cracked me with a big right hand. And suddenly, I saw two of them in front of me. I said, what's going on? Tyson and his twin brother.
Oh, man.
But no, I mean, joke aside, they are all phenomenal athletes, all three of them, and they all can bang in different ways.
So not to say that he's lying, but you don't believe Wilder when he says Fury is pillow-fisted?
No. Okay. No. Well, we've seen it in his last fight. I mean, Tyson really put him to sleep.
Yeah.
Of course, he was tired and this and that, and I get it. Fury, he also in his last fight against White, look what happened. One big right uppercut and didn't was out. He really can bang, too.
What did you think of that uppercut? Because obviously, Dillian White has been complaining that he was shoved, his head hit the canvas. That's what caused the knockout.
No. it was uppercut, like 100%. You know, it was funny because I was looking at the fight and I was thinking to myself, damn, like Floyd uppercut. I said, fucking Floyd uppercut, because he's going to catch him. But I think what they've done, they were very smart because they were throwing right hand straight, right hands around, right hand straight, right hands around. They were just kind of making sure that his hand will always be up here and not really too much, and not really too much kind of trying to block an uppercut. And he was literally walking forward like this. And in this moment when he was walking, like not, he was literally walking like this. He walked forward. He caught a muscle uppercut. It was, if it wasn't planned, it was still genius.
Mm-hmm.
Because he really made sure to come around with his right hands all the time. So his hands would kind of be more up here rather than kind of down here. It was a genius setup. And that's like when the shot happened, we all were like, wow, we all jumped up. Just, there's nothing like seeing a big man getting knocked out. This to me is true art. Like, this is like seeing, like, it's even better than seeing a beautiful woman half dressed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just special.
So would you say that your career has been throttled slightly because of the pandemic? Because I see in 19 and 20, the number of fights weren't the way that they were, obviously, in 18.
So, okay, my career has, the pandemic was just more or less something that happened. And, you know, I even fought during the pandemic twice.
Actually. Mm-hmm.
My main problem was that I had two managerial issues. I first signed with a French manager. I met him at the Klitschko camp, funny enough. And, it's a European thing. Managers want to be promoters. In the USA, it's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the Muhammad Ali Act.
Mm-hmm.
In Europe, every manager says, I'm going to get this one big fighter, give him one or two or three or four fights, and then I'm going to try and make a show. And then with the show, I'm going to try and do some co-promotion deal with Matchamo, something like this, and get my promotional thing going. So my first manager, he heard of Metro wanting to expand to Italy, to Spain, and all the other European countries. So he said, look, I've got this big guy here, heavyweight. Let's try and get that done with him. So he didn't get the partnership with Matchroom Italy or Matchroom Spain, because at the end of the day, Matchroom went with Opie, the Italian promoter. Makes sense. They've been in business for 50 years. So he went with them both in Italy and in Spain. And, you know, then pretty much the pandemic hit and just gave up boxing. He's gone. So he just left me there stranded.
Wow.
Which was, once again, it's crazy because, you know, the world was getting locked down and I didn't have any real support or anything. I then started to work with another guy out of Germany. He, you know, I knew him since before. He had worked with somebody else before. And, you know, we were friends and everything was good until he wanted to become a promoter.
Oh, man.
My thing, I'm a big fan of Arnold Schwarzenegger. I read his book. This was my thing. I wanted to move to America. I wanted to live the American dream. This is my whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to fight in America. I wanted to be here and, you know, live the American dream. And he wanted to do shows up in Dubai and this and that. And that's where the Lucas Brown fight got canceled. Because long story short, Lucas, he wanted to have a certain amount of money and this money couldn't be provided. And then my fight fell through. And this one I said, arrivederci, basically, you know, unfortunately. And, you know, it had to be done because my career has been, the fight has been postponed by 1 month and 1 month again and this and that. And once again, I want to be in America. And you have to, at the end of the day, you have to look after your own career and what you want to do.
And how were you able to break free from these managers legally?
Well, the first manager, I just stopped paying. So, you know, in Europe, often a manager kind of looks after the boxer with a certain salary or whatever you want to call
right,
it.
Right.
Pandemic hit, never heard of him again.
So you still haven't heard from him?
No, I heard from him. He was, oh, yeah, my family in hospital, this and that. And I said, all right, then, you know, I hope everybody's good and, you know, like prayers for everyone, et cetera. You know, but days went by and nothing happened. A month went by and then I just, like, you know, I send them an email from a lawyer where it said that I'm officially resigning from the contract due to the payment issue. And I got an email back and it was just like my lawyer said, don't even bother about it. And this was it. And with the other manager, we never even signed a contract, believe it or not.
Mm.
We never even signed a contract because we actually had we were friends, right? But as they say, to do business with friends sometimes can be delicate, especially
yes.
If your career is the
absolutely,
business.
Absolutely, yeah.
If you would, I don't know, open up a restaurant, join whatever, complicated enough. But if your career is involved and this friend of yours is supposed to look after you, and he might even have, well, he definitely tried, but I don't want to be someone's science experiment. You know, I want to work with experienced promoters and managers and trainers and just people who really know their stuff, not who are just kind of getting into and, you know, this is the main
thing. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, now, what is on the horizon for you? Do you have maybe a potential date? You know, anything like that?
So I'm supposed to fight on the 9th of July.
Okay.
In Tampa. I'm actually working with Pro Box Promotion, Gary Jonas. They've set up a very interesting new setup where they have their own...
Working with, or you mean working with for this fight?
No. I'm actually working with them. I'm signed with them.
Oh, wow. What, how many fight deal?
I have five fights for the first year, four fights for the second year, and four fights for the third year. So it's was good, you know, they
gonna keep you busy.
They're gonna keep me busy, and you know, until now it all.
But damn, a 3 year, that's fucking what? 14 fights? 13 fights?
5, 9, 14, 13 fights, yeah.
Bro, in 13 fights, you know how many people are gonna be knocking down your door? You're gonna be mad you're in a 3 year deal for 14 fights.
Right. You know what? Yes. I guess so. However, we have also I think I'm in really good hands there. We really have a good plan, and you know, we are open to potentially work with, you know,
other people.
And whatever.
Okay.
This
okay.
was like the this was the whole scope of this partnership. They are very open to work with other people, and you know, so far I've a great relation with Gary Jones. Everything that's been said and promised has been done. I'm fighting on the 9th of July again. And
have you made a fan base for yourself out in Florida? Because I know that's where I originally met you. I don't know if it was with Del Santos or in Hialeah and Pedro Diaz gym.
Yeah.
Somewhere we bumped into each other. But have you made? Do you think you're going to be able to sell tickets in Florida?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a work in progress type of thing, and you never stop making a fan base.
Mm-hmm.
But for sure. We are building something great in Florida. We really want to do something, make something happen in Florida. I'm fighting in Tampa again, so you know we can. And last time for in Tampa, I fought in this TV studio sort of setup that Gary Jonas has for the streaming platform. Now it's gonna be at the casino there. I forgot the name. It's not the Hard Rock. It's the other one.
Oh wait, so he's not doing the fight in his own venue again?
No. This was just more or less like a mock type of thing, just to test the app out and test the, you know, like the production out and test everything out. But most of the fights are gonna be now in bigger venues.
And which casino?
I forgot the name. It's not the Hard Rock.
You know that's crazy though, right?
Yeah.
You know how much money he invested in that location?
Yeah, I know.
We did a show there. We were the first show there. Before you guys fought there, we fought an amateur event there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's crazy that he's moving on. It is hard. You know, inside, once you're inside, it's beautiful, but.
Sure. It's a different setup.
It's a different setup. But that's good for you it's not going to be there. It'll be in a casino. That's
more people.
Eyeballs.
Right. You know, it's going to be great. It really is. You know, we're going to bring out the people from Miami and from the, you know, Southern Florida area. And it's really going to be great. We have a couple of opponents in mind now. Actually, I've had a guy send to me. It's not going to be anything spectacular. It's going to be, you know, a 15-3 type of guy. Good test, you know, but nothing really that needs a crazy build-up or something. But this is what I need.
Yeah.
I'm good. I really am. But I need a little bit more of experience in the ring. I can bang, I can move, I crack. I absolutely love
you. Could definitely crack.
Yeah.
You're in here because I've never heard pads that loud. Seriously, man. I've been around some big-ass heavyweights. I mean, Mike Polite, you know, I know he lost, but he was still 268 solid muscle, you know. You can crack.
Yeah.
You can crack. Or your trainer got some pads to cheat.
You know, let me say something very quick about my coach, Michael Hover, because it's really worth to be mentioned. Michael and I started to train together we're training together now since about a year, maybe like 14 months, let's put it this way. I used to train in Miami in a different gym, and you know, everything was good, et cetera, et cetera. But I didn't really get the time that I believe I deserved from a coach. And Michael gave up his entire life in order to train me. He really did. You know, he's got daughters, he's had his job, he's had things, all that has been stopped, or at least somewhat put aside, let's put it this way. And we are on a mission. We are on a mission to get these belts. We are on a mission to really make great things in boxing. And this is what you need. If I may give a word of advice to, you know, young fighters out there, or even old fighters out there that are watching, find yourself a coach is going to be on a mission with you to do what you want to do.
Funny because Abram Martinez said that he linked with Bones because he felt Bones is hungry and wants to be a world-renowned trainer. So that's why he linked up with him.
Yeah, you really need this. And once you feel this kind of vibe from a coach, give it a shot. Go ahead, because it's your career. And, you know, okay, I'm 30 now. I just turned 30. You know, I'm not 38 or whatever, but still time goes by. You know,
it does.
I really can't believe, like, 5 years ago, I was here and there. I said, 5 years ago already, I can't believe it. So now is the time, and we are working together. And since this 1 year, I've really learned a lot. Before I was good. I could move. I could box. I could throw a 10-piece combo. This was my thing. But now I've learned so many more things. I really believe, and you'd really have to convince me that I'm not a banger. I really, when I get hit, it might be a little bit of a problem here. When I get hit,
you want to hit back.
My whole demeanor changes. I'm friendly and nice. When I'm in the ring, I really want to taste blood. I really want.
That's what the people want to see, though.
Yeah. And in my last fight, you can see that I came out and said, like, let's box, let's practice a little jab a bit, let's do this, let's do that, let's try and look cute for a minute. I go hit with a big left hand. I said, there we go. All right, my friend, in 2 minutes, you're going to be back in a changing room. I got so mad suddenly, you know, and I don't feel pain. I don't feel nothing. I mean, obviously, you still have to be careful, but I just want to take your head off.
So how was your experience meeting the legendary Larry Holmes?
Well, it's funny because, once again, going back to my coach, he was like, oh, can I go watch some boxing, man? You should watch some tape. And, you know, I do watch here that little tape, but I'd rather watch, I don't know, Family Guy or something else. But when I do watch tapes, I really like to watch Larry Holmes. Mm. He's really beautiful to watch. He's got a great... The jab. Bah, bah, bah. I mean, everything he does is just, it's art. I mean, it's beautiful. And he does many things where he, like, holds his hands up to defend. He does some really cool things. And when I met him, it was really impressive to meet him. Well, actually, I saw him before once at an Anthony Joshua fight. It was ages maybe fifth fight at York Hall in London, and he was there commentating. I just kind of saw him from like a distance. And when I saw him there, it was really great to, you know, finally meet him, to speak with him. And, you know, he gave me some words of advice. I think he was quite, I'd say, impressed with what we are doing, what we are not doing.
He was definitely looking when you were on the pads. You know, we were fortunate to be
Everybody
there.
Everybody had to look.
Yeah. So
did great. You get... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it was just an overall great experience. I'm very thankful to have met him.
Being in Bones, have you sparred with Johnny Rice?
Yeah, I sparred with Johnny Rice many times. Johnny Rice, believe it or not, was the first ever guy I sparred when I came to America the first time.
Oh, wow.
5 odd years ago. At the Wildcard Gym in Hollywood, L.A.
Okay.
Mm.
Johnny Rice and I, we go back a long time. He's a nice dude. We're friends. He's a very awkward customer to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
He does everything not to get hit, which, you know, is the name of the game. Hit and don't get hit. He's come along, I think, really well over the past year and a half, too.
Mm-hmm.
He beat Coffey, who is, I think...
I'm sure you got work with Coffey, too, right? Because he was from Orlando.
You know what? Believe it or not, they actually asked me to get some work. We're on the way there, and our tire got punched.
Oh.
So we couldn't go. It was actually one of those funny stories. But, look, Coffey, I think, in my opinion, is a tough man. But he's not really like a skilled boxer. You know, he probably came in late. He's from a...
Marine
and tough, probably, and, you know, just like a big, strong man. But, you know, Coffey's been in the game now for a while. He's took his L's and he's fought for everyone. I mean, everybody at prospect level.
You mean Johnny?
Johnny. So Johnny was proved to really be somebody good, you know, somebody at least decent that people should, you know, consider.
It's funny how you know, you're sitting here saying that was the first person you sparred. Now to see both of you, you know, having gone, you know, this far already in your careers and so much more left. So, you know, how you were saying, you know, just time flies.
Yeah, time really flies. I remember it like yesterday at the Wildcard Boxing Gym downstairs, not upstairs, downstairs. Mm-hmm. And, it was crazy. It must really be 5 years ago. Because I wasn't a pro back then. It was probably like about a year before turning pro that I met him and I sparred. And I had 2 weeks there and we sparred every other day. Mm-hmm. And I sparred him here too, by the way. In Vegas too.
You didn't get any calls, right, about a potential fight
on the weekend with Zhang? Yeah.
Zhang who?
With Zhang.
Zhang?
Yeah.
Get the fuck.
They called you?
Bro, I'm texting his trainer right now, and he just told me who's the replacement. And I'm like, man, ask him, did he get the fucking call? So they did call you. Why you? What happened?
No, no, no,
he's
no.
too experienced. He's too experienced.
No. Look, it was...
Nah, he's too experienced, though.
Wait. No. I will tell you exactly what happened. It was Tuesday, my first morning here. My coach gets a call from somebody.
That's
and,
crazy.
And I
so
go, and
last
I,
week?
Yeah.
It's Tuesday today.
7 days ago, yeah.
Okay.
And my coach, he gets a call, and I said, they wanted to spar with Zhang, but we ain't going to Florida. And he said, no, they want you to fight him. I said, what? And then, you
wow.
know, and then my coach said to this guy who calls him, ain't happening.
Oh.
And then I said to him, hang on for a minute. Like, let's 1 second sit down here and just quickly think about it. Is it for the IBF mandatory? What's happening? What they paying? What they not paying? Mind, I haven't sparred since my last fight, which was March 25th or whatever. And, you know, we didn't say no. And then we called my promoter, and my promoter said, no, hang on, hold your horse. You're fighting about like a month later on our show. This is a whole thing. They haven't even I asked how much he would pay, but he didn't get back to me. So it was essentially just I don't know. It wasn't really
just talks.
Just talks, basically. Yeah. But if the money would have been right, I would have taken it with arguably 5 days of sparring.
You've never sparred him?
Never sparred him.
Because he's from the tri-state area, so it would be harder. But he was training in your gym.
Yeah, I know. He was training in my gym. Look, great fighters become great by fighting great guys. And I think the risk-reward to fight Zhang, who, by the way, is a highly regarded prospect.
Big puncher, too, man.
Big puncher. And if it would have been for the IBF mandatory, I mean, imagine you just pull up there. You're like, hey, I had 5 days' notice. I didn't train. I didn't spar. And then you come out. I said, I have a big temper. I would come out the first 3 rounds absolutely like a tractor.
Was it hard for you to turn down because, like...
Well, you said they didn't turn it down, that they never got back to
yeah,
them.
Yeah. Like, I'm actually...
Oh, they saying you turned it down.
Really?
They saying you turned it down, and a lot of people turned it down.
No, we didn't turn it down. We did not even get the actual offer.
Mm.
I asked, you know. My main thing was, is it for the IBF mandatory? I never heard back. And how much they pay. This was my main thing. Obviously, I'm going to take this fight for 15K or something. I'm not in the Canelo undercard, but imagine the Canelo undercard, how great it would have been to you know, do something.
He said it was short notice, but someone on your team asked for just too much.
Okay. Look, my promoter, he might have said this shit isn't happening. He's fighting
fight
in July, and fair enough, you know, it's still too soon
anyway. He's got a lot of experience, man. That Jerry Forrest fight, he learned from that.
Yeah.
Regardless what people see in that fight and seeing him not look good, he learned from that.
No,
he's out there training. I'm watching him. He's training right now.
Look, Zhang, he's won the Olympics in 2008. He's done the 2012 Olympics. He's got a great experience, a great fighter. And he, of course, but imagine if somebody will come to you and tell you have the chance of having the biggest pay-per-view event of the year in Vegas, and randomly you're here, and you know, and things.
It sounds like the fucking stars were aligned, man.
Yeah, it's all the stars were aligned. Like, let's think about it for a second. Let's think about it. And then we spoke with my promoter this afternoon. He said to me, "No, like, no."
Breaking news. Since you didn't get it, Scott Alexander.
Oh wow!
You know how many people put hands on Scott?
Yeah. Wow. I remember him from. I mean, he's been. He's like 10 years that he's around, isn't he?
Who?
Alexander.
Yeah.
Fought Filip Hergovich as well, didn't he?
I'm looking him up now, but he fought a lot of people.
Yeah.
Carlos Negron, Travis Kaufman,
yeah.
Laron Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Who is his biggest win, though?
Well, Rodney, no, he even lost to Rodney Hernandez. Get the fuck out of here.
Rodney Hernandez, who was that again?
He's like a journeyman. He
Oh, from LA.
Yeah.
I know him.
Yeah.
He's awesome. Yeah, I know him. I remember he knocked out the big Nigerian gentleman on the road here on the
mm-hmm.
PBC in the first round.
Yeah.
This was like his
big win.
Yeah, his big win. Yeah,
man. So we got a couple of questions here from the people. The first one is from Alejandro Vega, who's actually from Florida. He says, I read that you speak German, English, Spanish, Italian fluently. with basic knowledge of Russian language, if you were to learn yet another language, what would it be and why?
Alejandro, ¿qué pasa, hermano?
Oh, sí, habla español muy bien. ¿Lo habló, lo aprendió en Italia?
No, España.
Sí, Italian is very similar to Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
It's muy similar. Yo entiendo todo, man, hablo
poquito.
Un poquito. Sí. Ma entiendo todo.
And I was asking because Paulie Malignaggi,
yeah,
being,
yes,
Italian, he says that because of how similar it is,
yeah,
that's,
yeah,
how he learned Spanish. He's like, it's so similar, and being in boxing gyms,
yeah.
You're naturally going to have Spanish-speaking,
yeah,
people.
That's
so
exactly how it happened. Like, especially Miami now, you know, you really can learn all. And Russian, I actually grew up with a lot of Russian people. And, yeah, that's also, you know, I think I learned languages quite fast. So I just, when somebody is speaking Russian, I know what they're talking about, type of thing. I might not be able to answer back, but I know many basic words like supermarket, horse, or whatever, so I can somewhat put, you know, the arrows together. So what other language would I learn? I would probably learn French.
I was just going to ask. I thought French.
Je parle un petit peu de français. You know, French is easy because it's also a Latin language. So if you speak Italian, and arguably if you can somewhat, you know, speak a bit of Spanish, French would be, or Portuguese, but French probably would be the next easiest thing to learn. And by the way, French also big, you know, big language. Also in Florida, you have all the Canadians, all the Montreal.
Mm-hmm. I never ran across Canadians. A lot of Russians and Ukrainians I've been running. But I live in the Sarasota area down
Sarasota,
there.
Oh, Sarasota, yeah. No, actually in Miami, there are a lot of Canadians too.
Mm.
A lot.
You know, it's funny you say that because our friend, Canadian Jose, was thinking of moving to Miami. Now, you answered this one, Ruin 504, which is New Orleans. He says, do you plan on having a more active 2022? If you could just remind everybody that you've signed a three-fight deal. How many fights?
Three-year deal, five fights this year, and then four fights second year, four fights third year.
Yeah. There you go.
Yes, absolutely. I'm planning to have a busy year. I'm supposed to fight four more times until the end of the year.
That's
so
a lot of fights.
We're going to be busy. And by the way, 8 and 10 rounds. So, like, we're going to be busy and pretty halfway decent.
I want to see you in that third year. At least you guys should do, like, you and Tyrone Sponge in Florida, man.
Yeah.
In that third year, you'll be what? 9 fights in on top of the 9 that you got? So you'll be 18-0?
Something like this, yeah. Well, yeah. Absolutely.
And I think he's, like, 15-0?
Yeah.
And he's from Florida.
He's from Florida, right, exactly.
Have you worked with him with Diaz?
No, we've never even crossed paths.
What?
Yeah, crazy.
Wow. Yeah. What about with Philip when he was down there?
Never even.
What?
Philip Hergovich and I were in the same apartment when we were in the Klitschko camp, but since then I haven't seen him.
Oh, so wait a minute. You were there when he sparred Wilder?
No, Klitschko.
No, I know, but when Hergovich was in the Klitschko camp, was Wilder there too?
No.
Oh, okay, because you know there was a time when Wilder and Hergovich were helping Vladimir.
Yeah. No, I wasn't there. I was.
You look like Vladimir, let me tell you. I've been stopping myself and saying for half an hour. If I look at you quick, you can look like him. Does people say that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
maybe it's the headphones.
No,
I don't know.
Especially in Germany, when I'm in Germany, Vladimir, you know, a massive in Germany. You know, sometimes I'm walking in, like, you know, a shopping mall and I can hear like a little grandma saying, oh my God, this is Vladimir Klitschko. You know, like this, because I can understand the similarities. I definitely understand the looks.
That's awesome. All right, we got some more in from the people. Steve in the UK. Hi, Christian. Thanks for coming on the show. Have you ever been to Cale Sutherland's parties? Good luck with your career, Steve in the UK.
Steven, what's going on? Hang on. What parties?
Cale Sutherland, the promoter of
Chris Eubank. Kale
Zawala.
Okay. And his parties, no. But I think I'm missing out on something here. No, I haven't been. You know, Germans, they really do know how to party. And you know, Germany is all about hard work, but also party hard.
So James Valdez from San Antonio says, what's the backstory behind the name Hurricane? But I'm going to take a guess and say, because you moved to Miami.
Very simple. Exactly. Like, yeah. You know what, actually, what's that movie called? Hurricane Carter?
Hurricane Carter with Denzel Washington, the boxing movie.
Exactly. I watched the movie. Obviously, his story, I mean, that story is completely, that has nothing to do with me. I mean, incredible movie, incredible story. And this was the first time that I heard the name Hurricane, and I liked it. And the song of the movie, I forgot how it goes, was also a pretty cool song, the actual theme song of the movie. And I was listening to the song and said, damn, now you're moving to Florida. You've got to call yourself Hurricane. And you know what? My coach always said, Christian, you know what? You really are a bit like a hurricane, because sometimes I'm really like, like a hurricane, you know, just here and there and everywhere, you know. So yeah.
I'm just coming from all over the place.
Yeah.
You don't know what to expect or how bad it's gonna be.
Yeah.
With Chris.
So I have another one here from Brandon in Houston. He says, as a heavyweight fighter, what would you say is the most important attribute needed for success?
Hello, Brandon. I've been to Houston, very, very nice place. As a heavyweight, I mean, so many things. I mean, you know, I have so many people ask me, oh, what do I need to be a boxer? Generally speaking, you need a lot. Of course, as a heavyweight, you need to have some sort of size. You need to have some sort of chin. You need to have some sort of heart as well at the end of the day, because you're going to get hit and you're going to get hit hard. And then all the other things that you need to, like you need to have good fundamentals, you need to train really hard, you need to have a good jab. It's just too many things to really say one thing. I think the main thing that you need to have in boxing in any way is to have the character and the will to win. This is the main thing, because you can be a 5'11" heavyweight fighting against, by the way, a genius 6'9" boxer, whatever, you can beat, and vice versa too. And how many times have we seen the shittier fighter beat the star just because of pure sheer will and determination and
shit, Anthony Joshua and
Andy Ruiz
Ruiz, you know,
right?
You look at them, and I'm Mexican American, you know, I'm first generation American, my parents both born in Mexico, and I remember he calls me the morning of that fight. He's like, "You ready for your boy?" And I'm like, "Oh, Andy." I'm like, "Yo, AJ's about to beat his ass. What are you talking about?" And obviously it did not go that way.
No, it didn't.
This was really shocking. But, you know, I remember I saw AJ walk into the ring. And if you guys go and see his ring walk, and even at home when you're watching, go check out his ring walk. When you look at his eyes, he looks strange. He really did look strange. I've watched all of AJ's fights. And he, when he walks out, he's a certain demeanor to it. But when he walked out there, he looked somewhat distressed. And I don't know. Anyhow, not to take anything away from Ruiz, because Ruiz, especially in that fight, really showed what, you know, Mexican heart and courage and pride is all about.
But he hasn't showed that since then. Do you think he'll have a moment like that ever again? I mean, there's rumors, or is it finalized now that he's fighting,
Ortiz,
you know, your neighbor, Luis Ortiz?
I think it's finalized. I mean, I've seen some of posters, but I'm not sure if they are.
What do you think about that fight?
Good fight. Good fight, really. You know, like this, it's also a bit of a, it's like Ruiz, Ortiz, he's aged, obviously. I think
mm-hmm.
he's 42 years old now. So, I mean,
that's what they say. You never know
with
Cubans.
Exactly, right. So he's between 42 and 55. So he's old. Even,
have you sparred with him?
I sparred him, yeah. I sparred him for the Wilder fight.
Okay.
He's
a very smart boxer.
There's like Photoshop.
They're saying your English is impeccable, because this is a live show. They've been chatting. That you know, they're amazed that you speak so many languages. Your resemblance to Klitschko, your English. So you've definitely gained a bunch of fans. Let everybody know where they can follow you. We usually do that at the end, but since you got the crowd captivated, might as well get them now.
Hello, crowd. What's going on? Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Christian Stan, and you can follow me on Christian_Stan_official on Instagram.
All right. Let me see. I think we still have some more coming in. Let me double check. You're done, Danny? Refreshing
yes.
here. Make sure that any super chats in case before we wrap
check.
Up. Yeah, that is it.
Yeah, we have
so
that,
how long are you staying in Vegas, or have you relocated permanently because of the opportunities?
We are going to stay here on the 4th of June.
Okay.
That's when the camp of Trevor ends. We are going to come back.
Nice.
We're going to come back, that's for sure. In the ideal world, I'd like to do 6 weeks before every fight here in Vegas.
Oh, wow.
You know, I mean, once again, Miami is, I will forever love this place. It's my home. I love Miami. It's the best place. By the way, I don't live in South Beach. I do none of the partying and all that. I live in Aventura. It's more a family type of.
Aventura is really nice.
Really, really,
really
nice.
Really nice. I've only been once.
Really cool.
A lot of great, like, restaurants and just things to do.
Yeah.
Very nice area.
Exactly.
But don't you find, like, Miami's too crowded? It's too much traffic. It feels like New York to me.
Yeah, well, especially now. And I live right next to the Aventura Mall. So every time I go out of my house, you're, like, basically stuck in, like, hysteric traffic. You're all, you know.
Bro, and then the gas. I remember I drove down there from, obviously, Sarasota. And I'm like, what the fuck? The gas was almost $5. It was, like, $4.48 over there.
Yeah, it's probably worse now.
Of course.
Out here, it's in the fives.
Yeah, well, it's $4.99. Last time I filled up my car, $4.99 on the bus. But you know what? I don't care because coming from Europe, gas is literally double.
Oh, wow.
In Germany, it's, hang on, like 1 gallon is like 3.5 liter, give or take. And Germany, Italy, UK, it's like around $2.50 per liter. So
that's how it is in my country, the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, it's like $8
a gallon,
give or take, maybe even more.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I think it is more. It must be more. Maybe like $9.50, $10 a gallon. So whatever, I mean, obviously, the cheaper, the better.
Yeah.
But I'm still fine with $4.99. we can live with it.
For sure we can. How are you liking Las Vegas, though? I didn't know it was this dusty. You know, I used to come, obviously, for the fights throughout my 10 years doing this, but it's fucking dusty out here.
Yeah. You know, when we came here last year, we were here. We actually rented a place here, arguably to stay, just off the strip here. And we stayed here from April, May, June, July. And we left here like the 25th of July or something. And last year, we found it really hot. I mean, July here was just like crazy hot. It was like...
What would you do? Just not go out?
No, I mean, honestly, I would go out because I don't really care. But, you know, I was here with my coach and he just cannot stand the heat. And I mean, I don't blame him. But you know what was crazy? We were here, I think, when this massive heat wave came.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a Mercedes and we jumped back into the car. And we opened up the center console here, and it was so hot in the car that the plastic of the center console started to melt. So we lifted this thing up, and a melted bit of plastic was like coming off, was melting. We said, "Oh man, this
that's insane.
This is like literally like we're like in Mars or something, you know." But jokes aside, Vegas is pretty cool, especially now we live off the strip. We used to live right behind the strip here, and look, it was also good. But now we're actually renting a house. So we have more, you know, some space.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's
you get one with a pool?
No, we don't. yeah, exactly.
Fire that guy. Who rented the house? What's wrong with him?
You know, that's actually funny because everybody we meet, you say, "Do you have a pool?" Saying, "No." Ah, snap. I hope you had one because wanted to come hang out. But
that's what he's telling me. I got to buy furniture. He's like, "You ain't invite me over yet." I'm like, "Bro, I'm just working."
I only have a jacuzzi in my backyard. He has a full pool. So,
you
know, when it's 100 outside, you don't want to be in water that's 105. You know?
I hear it's supposed to get to like 100 this week or next week, right?
I'm sure, you know, typically Mays, we see, you know, we'll see 110s and, you know, things like that.
That's crazy.
But back to the gas prices, you're saying you don't care. And I don't blame you because both in Germany and in the UK right now, as of a week ago, gas prices per gallon. So with the conversion and everything, you're looking at about a little over $8
a
gallon for a gallon of gasoline.
Insane.
You know, obviously, they do liters out there that's converting everything, but that's both in Germany and in the UK.
Yeah, I mean, $8 a gallon, not even Beverly Hills, you pay that for Shelby Power, my favorite gas.
So I know it's so bad that for military out there, if you fill up on the military base, you're paying U.S. prices. So people would always, like, a lot of people wouldn't live on the base. They would live, you know, just in the town, wherever. But they would make sure on their way into work or on their way home, because if not, you're stuck paying almost double, you know. Anyway.
How were the lines, though, for the military?
The ones I've seen, pretty long. And then another thing, too, because of the liquor prices in Germany, they have liquor rations for military. So you are only allowed to buy a certain amount of alcohol on base because it's significantly cheaper than
everywhere else.
So for me, since I was transient, I could only buy beer or shooter. So I don't drink beer. I did.
And
in
what's
Germany,
a shooter?
You know, like you go to the liquor store by the
little nips.
Yeah, it's like one shot of whatever.
Yeah.
So that's all. But yeah, Germany and the UK is really crazy. Let me tell you.
Prices are really high.
I remember getting a taxi. Every taxi I got in Germany, every single one has been a Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
Every single one. And I remember the first time I got in one, the driver, he's like, "Oh, this is an Autobahn." I was like, "How fast can you go?" He's like, "How fast do you want?" I was like, get it as fast as you can feel comfortable going. I'll pay you double. And he did.
Wow.
Took a shot with me after he dropped me off too.
Man, the Autobahn, look after yourself, the racing track.
Mm.
I mean, look, actually, let's put it this way, in Germany, driving is actually very safe. Like if you would, for example, if you use your phone in Germany and even like pedestrians see you, they scream at you from the road. It's a very, in Germany per se, is a very organized and very everything must be right type of country, right? But the Autobahn is also fast driving happening there. But you know, it's funny because a couple of weeks ago, I was driving back from Tampa to Miami at night. And yes, I admit I was driving a little bit too fast. I was actually driving like really fast. And man, you just cannot drive fast in America because the roads, they're really unsafe. Suddenly I was just and jumping in the car.
Oh,
man, you better slow down here.
Oh, snap, damn. So, but you didn't get pulled over.
No, I didn't get pulled over.
I think he would be perfect for the Autobahn because I don't know if you saw out front, he got that Corvette.
Oh, Corvette.
So you probably would be, you know what the Autobahn is, right?
The highway out there. In,
with no speed limit.
So, Christian, so has there any countries that you visited for vacation? Like when you vacation, since you've been to so many countries, like where does a guy like you go when you want a vacation?
If I want a vacation, I go to Sunny Eyes, man. Literally 10 minutes drive from where I live.
Okay.
I live pretty much on vacation. However, I really do like to travel. Actually, I haven't traveled now for about a year and a half because I've been in this green card type of process. I've not leave the country, which I'm fine with. But I've been to quite a few places. I've been to Thailand. I've been into India to a couple of weddings.
Nice.
I've been Hong Kong, Macau. I've really traveled quite a lot. I've been to Mexico. I've been all over Europe. I mean, Mediterranean Europe. Europe is really nice in summer. Any of you listeners out there, if you want to maybe try something new or whatever, you know, the Mediterranean coast of Europe in summer is really, really cool. And I'm talking from Turkey all the way to Marbella, southwestern Spain.
To tell these guys we need to go to Turkey. They didn't believe me.
No, it's not that I didn't believe you. They were trying to. We got invited to Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to give me hair plugs. I don't want hair plugs, so it's like, why go to Turkey for hair plugs?
You wanted the hair plugs.
Nah, I was interested in the process until I found out they cut a piece of your hair out the back of your head. Put it on top of your head, and it's supposed to help keep your hair, you know,
growing
and not, you know, going bald. But I'm like, fuck that. I'd rather just go bald, man.
Yeah.
I'd rather just go bald. Yeah. But any more questions from the
people? No, those are it. But, Christian, please give out your social media one more time for anybody that hasn't been following you. So.
Thank you for tuning in, guys. My Instagram name is Christian_official. Please DM me, please write me, please get in touch. I'm always happy to hear from you guys, and I look forward to hear from you.
All right, we're going to take this quick intermission. We'll be back. So if we left any Super Chats, actually, I'll get to that while you guys go out, just not to leave anybody behind. But we're going to take this picture with you, and we'll be right back.
All right, nice.
It looks like we got London Runs Boxing. He says, I would go with Ringwalk. Advisor Alvarez, because from what I see, Danny be advising these boxers on how best to move. Shout out to you. Curious George says, inside the ring with Danny Alvarez. I like that. Vale says, everyone knows Danny, so just call it Walk With Me. Kentrell says, I didn't hear y'all read my super chat during the Stevenson fight chat. Bud put Earl ass in the dirt. We're going to have to see if that actually happens, but let me double check. Refreshing. Tony Salgado says, great interview. Can we get a listos pa los chingazos? Let's see where that's at.
Listos pa los chingazos. Listos pa los chingazos.
Let me just double check here on the Cash App. Cash App, where you at? Looking like we did do Chucks. He said experience the ring walk with Danny Alvarez. And we did do Hawk TBV at the fight with ring walk Danny. That is everybody. I am Nestor Gibbs on Instagram and Twitter. No, I'm not. I'm actually Nestor Gibbs on TikTok. But on Instagram and Twitter, you can catch me at NestGTO. We will be doing the winner now. Bo is back in the building, so we're going to go ahead and announce our winner. I'll be picking the name out of the TBV hat as we speak. So stick around right now as we pick a winner. Let me see. widescreen. Do-do-do-do. One, right? This says, oh, my God. They won't believe it. Can you zoom? Zoom in. They're going to hate. They're going to hate. They're going to hate. But this is why we want to do it. You see, he got something this week. Now he's going to get something again. Let me see. It don't show. Fuck it. Here, put it to the camera because I don't want to think that we cheating because he won twice in a week. Twice in less than 7 days. Shout out to you, champ. But back it up, back it up. Let it focus. No? I think you got to get closer. It ain't going to work. But this dual Ingram, man. We don't lie around these parts. We hate lies. Nest GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Catch us on the next one. Bo, where can they find you? Bo Mason _ TBV.
_TBV. Especially if you win something, make sure you send that to my Instagram, like your address, what size you wear and everything. And that way I can get that to you promptly.
All right.
Bo Mason _TBV.
Arrivederci. Let's go take